Chapter XXII Khaki Association from 1834 to 1885. The association was held in 1834 at Crossroads, Edgecombe County, commencing on Saturday before the first Sunday in October. And as before the first Sunday in October in each year from that time to the present has been the day on which the association has met, closing on the Monday following, it will be unnecessary to mention the time of the in each year hereafter. Elder George W. Carowan delivered the introductory sermon. Elder William Hyman was chosen moderator, Elder Joseph Biggs clerk, and Joseph B. Biggs assistant clerk. Visiting ministers were invited to seats, whereupon Elders Mark Bennett, Thomas Dupree and Temple seated themselves. Letters from 30 churches were showing the number of baptisms to have been, since the last session, 25, and the number in fellowship 1,705. Messengers from Sister Association were Elder Thomas Dupree from the Contentnia, and Elder B. Temple from Little River. Elders B. Temple, Joshua Lawrence and Joseph Biggs preached on Sunday. The following committees were approved viz. Elders Joseph Biggs, Joshua, Lawrence and Mark Bennett to examine the circular letter. Brethren James S. Battle and Edward Andrews on finance. Brother R. M. G. Moore to write to the Contentnia Association, and Brother Stephen Outerbridge to write to the Little River. Elders Joshua Lawrence and William Hyman were appointed messengers both to the Little River and Contentnia Associations 1835. The association was held with the church at Squarkey, Martin, County. Elder Joshua Lawrence preached the introductory sermon. Elder William Hyman was chosen moderator, and Elder Joseph Biggs clerk, Brethren Joseph D. Biggs and R. M. G. Moore assistant clerks. Elder Thomas Dupree appeared as a messenger from the Contentnia Association. Elders Jesse Adams and Eli Holland from the Little River. Letters from 30 churches were read, which showed 15 baptisms and 1,647 inches fellowship. A church at Flatty Creek, Pasquotank County, was received as a member of this association. Elders William Hyman, Thomas Dupree, Joseph Biggs, Mark Bennett and Jesse Adams were appointed to examine the circular letter. Brethren Llewelling Bowers and Joseph John Pippin were appointed a committee of finance. Brother Richard E. Reeves to write a corresponding letter to the Contentnia. And Brother Joseph John Pippin to write to the Little River. Elders Joshua Lawrence, Thomas Dupree and Jesse Adams preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to sister associations were Elder John Ward and Brother Richard E. Reeves to the Contentnia, with letter. Elders McCadja Perry and Humphrey Stallings, with letter, to the Little River. 1836. The association convened at Great Swamp, Pitt County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder Joshua Lawrence. Elder William Hyman was chosen moderator. Elder Joseph Biggs clerk, and Brethren Joseph D. Biggs and R. M. G. Moore assistant clerks. Letters from 34 churches were read, showing the number baptized to be 12, and in membership 1,513. Messengers received from sister associations were Elder Thomas Dupree from Contentnia, and Elder Josiah Smith from the White Oak. A letter was received from the Little River Association. Elders Joshua Lawrence, Thomas Dupree and William Hyman were appointed a committee to examine the circular letter. Elders Josiah Smith, Joshua Lerank Six and Thomas Depke preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to visit associations were as follows, Elders John H. Daniel and McCadja Perry to the Little River. Joshua Lawrence and William Hyman to the Contentnia. Elders William Hyman and Richard E. Reeves to the White Oak. Elder Biggs, the clerk, was as usual requested to prepare the minutes for the press, have 1,000 copies printed and distributed, place a copy of the same on THC Association record, and be allowed $15 for his services. 1837. THC Association convened with the church at Lawrence's, Edgecombe County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder Joseph Biggs. Elder William Hyman was appointed moderator, Elder Joseph Biggs clerk, and Brethren Joseph D. Biggs and R.M. G. Moore assistant clerks. Brethren in the ministry from sister associations were invited to seats, when Elders Mark Bennett, James Griffin, Parham Puckett, Thomas Gibson, James Wilder, Jesse Adams, Josiah Smith and Willoughby Hudgings seated themselves. Letters from 31 churches represented 6 baptisms and 1,547 inches fellowship. 3 churches were received as members of the body at this association, viz. Sapony, Nash County, Rocky Swamp, Halifax County, and South Key, Southampton County, Virginia. Messengers from sister associations as follows were received: from Contentnia, Elder Mark Bennett; from White Oak, Elders Josiah Smith and Parham Puckett; from Little River, Elder Jesse Adams; from Country Line, Elders Wilder and Gibson. The following committees were appointed, viz. James S. Battle and Caulfield King on Finance; Elder William Hyman to write to the Contentnia Association; and Brother Joseph D. Biggs to write to the White Oak. Elders Joshua Lawrence, Parham Puckett and Willoughby Hudgings preached on Sunday. Elders Joshua Lawrence and Humphrey Stallings were appointed messengers to the Contentnia Association. Brethren James S. Battle and Robert Story were appointed messengers to the Little River. Mid-elders William Hyman and John H. Daniel and Brother Richard Harrison were appointed messengers to the Country Line Association. Elder Joshua Lawrence was requested to prepare a circular letter for the next association. 1838. The association convened at Spring Green, Martin County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder William Hyman, who was chosen moderator, and Elder Joseph Biggs clerk, who called to his assistants Brethren Joseph D. Biggs and R.M. G. Moore. Brethren in THC Ministry, Elders Burwell Temple, Mark Bennett and John Stadler, were received as visitors. A church at Sandy Grove, Nash County, was received into membership. Messengers were received from the following associations, viz. Lewis J. Puckett from the White Oak, Elder Mark Bennett from the Contentnia, and John Stadler and George T. Coggin from the Country Line. Letters from 31 churches were received, representing 13 as having been baptized, and 1,116 communicants. The following committees were appointed, viz. Brethren James S. Battle and Joseph J. Pippin on Finance. James S. Battle to write a letter to the Contentnia Association. Joseph J. Pippin to the White Oak. Richard E. Reeves to the Country Line. And John Stadler, Burwell Temple and William Hyman to examine the circular letter. Elders Burwell Temple, Mark Bennett and John Stadler preached on Sunday. The church at Hunting Quarters was by request dismissed in order to unite with another association of the same faith and order. 1839. The association was held at Bethel, Beaufort County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder William Hyman, who was then chosen moderator, and Elder Joseph Biggs clerk, anti-brethren R.M. G. Moore and Stephen Outerbridge assistants. Letters from 30 churches were read, showing 24 baptisms, and whole number in fellowship to be 1,498. The church at Fishing Creek Daniel's Meeting House, that had been dismissed to form another association, petitioned for readmission, and was received a member of the CACI again. Corresponding members received from associations, Josiah Smith from White Oak, John Stadler from Country Lane. Minutes only from Contentnia and Abbott Creek Union Associations. Elders Wilder, Stadler and Hyman preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to visit different associations were as follows: to Country Line, Elders John H. Daniel, William Hyman and Brother Richard Harrison. To White Oak, Brother Richard E. Reeves. To Contentnia, Elders John Ward, Humphrey Stallings, William Hyman and William Whitaker. To Little River, Elder John H. Daniel and Brother Richard Harrison. Elders Wilder, Stadler and Adams preached on Sunday. The circular letter written by Elder Joseph Biggs was received and approved. Correspondence with the Abbots Creek Union Association was sanctioned, and 25 copies of the khaki minutes ordered to be sent them. 1840. The association met at South Key, Southampton County, Va. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder John H. Daniel. Elder William Hyman was chosen moderator, and Elder Joseph Biggs clerk, who called to his assistance Brethren Joseph D. Biggs and R. M. G. Moore. Letters from 31 churches were received. 58 baptized. Whole number in fellowship 1,635. A church at Sawyers Creek, Camden County, was received as a member of the association. Visiting elders were invited to seats when James Wilder, John Stadler, Ichabod Moore and Jesse Adams seated themselves. John Stadler, James Wilder and Jesse Adams preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to visit sister associations were elders John H. Daniel and William Hyman, and brethren Richard Harrison and James S. Battle to Country Line. Brother Richard E. Reeves to White Oak. Elders Blount Cooper, Humphrey Stallings and John H. Daniel, and brethren Joseph D. Biggs, Richard Harrison and William Thigpen to Contentnia. Brethren Wallace Andrews, James S. Battle and Richard Harrison, and Elder Humphrey Stallings, to Little River. 25 copies of minutes were sent to the Abbots Creek Union Association. It was resolved at this association not to countenance missionary preachers who should visit our churches, whether they came begging money or not, either directly or indirectly. A biography of Elder Mukaja Perry was handed in by Brother C. B. Hessel, read, approved, and ordered to be spread on the minutes 1841. The association was held at Little Conneto, Edgecombe County. The introductory sermon was preached by Elder Blount Cooper. Elder William Hyman was appointed moderator, and Elder Joseph Biggs clerk, and Brethren Joseph D. Biggs and R. M. G. Moore assistant clerks. Visiting elders were John Stadler, Samuel Moore, David I. Mott, Parham Puckett, Thomas Dupree, James Wilder and Mark Bennett. Letters from the churches represented 88 baptisms, and the number in fellowship to be 1,200. A great storm of rain and wind prevailed on Sunday, yet there was preaching in the meeting house by Elder Stadler and Wilder, and at the residence of Elder John H. Daniel by Elders Puckett and Martin. Messengers from sister associations were recognized, viz. Parham Puckett and D.I. Mott from White Oak, John Stadler and James Wilder from the Country Line, Mark Bennett, Lemuel Moore and Thomas Dupree the Contentnia. Messengers were appointed to visit sister associations as follows: Vista Country Line, Elders William Hyman and Blount Cooper, and Brethren Richard Harrison and James S. Battle. To White Oak, Brethren Richard E. Reeves and William Thigpen. To Contentnia, Elders William Hyman, Blount Cooper and Humphrey Stallings, and Brethren Richard E. Reeves and Joseph D. Biggs. To Little River, Elder Humphrey Stallings, and Brethren Robert D. Hart and James Eleanor. To Abbots Creek Union, 25 copies of minutes. The name of the church at Old Ford Meeting House, Beaufort County, was stricken from the list of churches, because it had been regularly dissolved, and the members had united with the church at Smithra Creek. 1842. The association assembled with the church at Squarkey, Martin County. This was the year in which the memorable rainstorm on the 4th and 13th of July prevailed in eastern North Carolina, the force of which, added to that of two subsequent storms in the fall, of a milder nature, came near producing a famine for bread in that part of the land. Some brethren feared the association could not be accommodated, and suggested a postponement of it for a year. But a majority declined interfering with the arrangement already made, and the meeting was held according to appointment. The number in attendance was as large as usual, and no inconvenience appeared to have been sustained by anyone for the want of accommodation both for man and beast. Elder James Osborne, from Baltimore, Maryland, preached the introductory sermon. Elder William Hyman was chosen moderator, and Elder Joseph Biggs clerk, who called to his assistance brethren Joseph D. Biggs and R. M. G. Moore. Visiting brethren in the ministry were John Stadler, James Wilder, Parham Puckett, Mark Bennett and James Osborne. Letters from 35 churches were received. 96 baptized, 1,420 inches fellowship. A church at Petcosa, Northampton County, called Primitive Petcosa was received into membership. Messengers from sister associations were as follows, viz. Elders John Stadler and James Wilder from Country Line. Parham Puckett from White Oak. I. Leach from Little River. And Mark Bennett from Contentnia. Elders James Osborne and John Stadler preached on Sunday. Messengers sent to sister associations were as follows, viz. Elder John H. Daniel and Brother Sovereign Purvis to White Oak. Brethren C. B. Hassel and Robert D. Hart to Contentnia. Brethren A. B. Bathes, Jr., and Isaac Strickland to Little River. Elders William Hyman and John H. Daniel, and Brethren Richard Harrison, Robert D. Hart, Lemuel B. Bennett and James S. Battle to Country Line. Minutes to Abbots Creek Union. A biography of Elder Mikajah Ambrose was handed in by Brother Charles Blount, which was read and ordered to be attached to Tile Minutes. Also a biography of Brother Richard Davis was handed in by Brother S. Clark, read and ordered to be attached to the Minutes 1843. The association was held with THC Church at the Falls of the Tara River, Nash County. The introductory sermon was preached by Elder Blount Cooper. Elder Hyman was chosen moderator, and Brother Joseph E. Biggs clerk, who called to his assistance Brother C. B. Hassel. Elder Joseph Biggs, father of Brother Joseph E. Biggs, was by reason of infirmity and old age absent at this meeting. He had been long and usefully connected with the association, and had served her in capacity of clerk for 36 years. He had for a number of years been assisted in his work by his son Joseph, and the association thought proper to call his son to that office upon the retiring of his father. Visiting brethren in the ministry present were John Stadler, Jesse Adams, James Wilder, Parham Puckett, D.J. Mott, James Osborne, Josiah Smith, and William Bass. Letters from 30 churches were received and read, which showed the number of baptisms in 1 year to be 92, and total number 1,804. Corresponding messengers received were Elder Jesse Adams and Burwell Temple from the Little River, Stadler and James Wilder from the Country Line Mid Abbots Creek, Union, William Bass from Contentnia and Elders Josiah Smith, P. Puckett and D.J. Mott from White Oak Associations. The following committees were appointed, viz. Brethren James S. Battle and Joseph S. Battle on Finance. Elders James Osborne, John Stadler, Jesse Adams and C.B. Hassel to examine the circular letter. Brother Joseph D. Biggs was appointed to write to the White Oak Association. Elder B. Cooper to Contentnia, and Elder J. H. Daniel to Little River. A biography of Elder Joshua Lawrence was handed in, read, approved, and ordered to be printed with the minutes. He died in January of this year. Elders Osborne, Wilder and Stadler preached on Sunday. THC messengers to sister associations were as follows: viz. Elders William Hyman and John H. Daniel and Brother James Eleanor to Contentnia. Brethren A.B. Baines, Jr., and James Eleanor to Little River. Elders Edwin Harrison and Blount Cooper, and Brethren Sovereign Purvis and F.N. Hooker to White Oak. Elders Blount Cooper and William Hyman, and Brethren James Eleanor and Joseph D. Biggs to County Line. Minutes only to Abbots Creek Union. The last Saturday in November was designated as a day of fasting and prayer, to be observed by the churches composing this association, wherein all the members thereof were requested to beseech Almighty God, if consistent with His will, to visit them in their destitute situation, and cause a revival of pure and undefiled religion in the hearts of His people. The association, at its last session, had been appealed to by a committee from the Chowan Association for a revival of correspondence. At this session Brother C.B. Hassel was appointed to write the committee of the Chowan in response to the suggestion, and acquaint them with the reasons for declining to revive said correspondence. And it was agreed that the letter of Brother Hassel, before sent off, should be examined by a committee consisting of Elder William Hyman and Brother James S. Battle. At this sitting the churches were recommended to increase their future contributions, specifying how much is intended for the association fund, how much towards defraying the expenses of their messengers, incurred in visiting sister associations of like faith and order. The association, realizing the need of a hymn book suitable to the of THC churches, recommended Elder Osborne, of Baltimore, who in the habit of having works issued from the press, to prepare a suitable book, to the best of his ability, for the use of the churches and on his own responsibility. To which he being present gave his consent. In regard to Elder Lawrence, whose biography was handed in at session, it may be here stated that he was born the 10th of September 1778, and commenced in preaching when about 23 years old. In 1803 he was sent as a messenger to the association held at Log Chapel, and heard the query of Elder Martin Ross propounded, which gave rise eventually to so much angry discussion, strife and contention, and finally resulted in the great division among Baptists, of which so much has already been written. In his youth Elder Joshua Lawrence was a great sinner, but he found a great Savior who called him by His grace, and made him one of the ablest and boldest ministers of the New Testament in modern times. For more than 40 years he advocated powerfully and fearlessly, both from pulpit and press, liberty of conscience, the specialty, spirituality and efficacy of God's salvation, and the unscripturalness and corruption of all the money-based religious institutions of the 19th century, notwithstanding storms of slander and vituperation, and threats against his life, and during the latter part of his life, great physical debility and suffering. He was profoundly acquainted with the scriptures and church history. Few men could command larger audiences, or so enchain the attention of hearers. He was sometimes known, while asleep, to give out a hymn, sing, pray, or preach a long sermon, without remembering anything of it when he awoke. He was pastor of several churches. His church at Tarboro experienced, in his last days, a glorious revival, for which he had long prayed. Just before his death, Jr. XXXI. 33, and F. I. 4-12, were powerfully and meltingly applied by the Spirit of God to his soul, abundantly comforting and establishing him more fully than ever in the eternal truth of that doctrine of rich and reigning grace, which had been taught to him, as to Paul in his own experience, and which, for 2/3 of his life, it had been his meat and drink to proclaim to poor sinners. he occupied his last days in warmly exhorting his ministering brethren who visited him to be on their guard against corrupting and distracting religious innovations, and to contend earnest for the faith once delivered to the saints. S.H. 1844. The association convened with the church at Kaki, Halifax County. Elder Edwin Harrison preached the introductory sermon. Elder Hyman was chosen moderator, and Brother Joseph Biggs, clerk, C.B. Hassel assistant clerk. Visiting brethren in the ministry were Josiah Smith, James Osborne, S.J. Chandler and Jesse Adams. Letters were handed in from 31 churches. Baptisms 69, total 1,329. Messengers from the following associations were received, viz. Jesse Adams, and J.J.G. Whittle from Little River. Jesse Knight from Contentnia. S.J. Chandler and E. Marrow from Countryline. And Josiah Smith from White Oak. Minutes were received from Abbot Creek Union. Elders S.I. Chandler and James Osborne preached on Sunday. Messengers to associations were as follows, viz. Elder John H. Daniel and Brother Sovereign Purvis to White Oak. Brethren Robert D. Hart and James S. Battle to Little River. Elder William Hyman and Brother William Thigpen to Contentnia. Elders William Whitaker, L.B. Bennett and C.B. Hessel, and Brethren Richard Harrison, James Eleanor and Joseph D. Biggs to Countryline. 25 copies of minutes to Abbot's Creek Union. The hymn book gotten up by Elder Osborne was noticed and recommended to the churches. The biography of Elder Joseph Biggs was handed in at this session, and accepted and ordered to be attached to the minutes. It appears he was born on the L2th of November, 1776. Experienced the pardon of sin in his 25th year. Joined the Methodists first and preached for them. Went against conscience for 3 years. Received a member of Baptist Church at Squarkey on the 7th of August, 1795, and was baptized 2 days thereafter by her pastor, Elder Martin Ross. Ordained in February, 1796. Took the pastoral care of Flat Swamp Church, and during the years 1802 and 1803 baptized for that church over 100 persons. Returned to Skuarkey in 1806, and took the pastoral care of it. Remained pastor of it till his death. Chosen clerk of the association in 1806, and missed attending the sessions of the association only about 3 times thereafter until his death. Principal founder of union meetings among the churches. Brought the Kaki history down from 1803 to 1833. He was 48 years a Baptist. Professor of religion 52 years. Stricken with paralysis in November, 1843. Lingered 7 months, and died the 30th of May, 1844, in the 78th year of his age. 1845. The association convened at Crossroads, Edgecombe County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Ider C.B. Hessel. Elder Hyman was chosen moderator, and Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, who called to his assistance Elder C.B. Hessel. Visiting brethren in the ministry seated themselves, viz. Elders John Statler and James Wilder from Countryline. Ichabod Moore from Contentnia. Josiah Smith and Edward W. Cox from White Oak. Letters from 30 churches showed 43 baptized and 1,252 inches fellowship. Corresponding messengers were received from sister associations as follows, Elders Josiah Smith and E.W. Cox from White Oak, Elders John Statler and James Wilder from County Line, Elder Parham Puckett, Jesse B. Knight and James Griffin from Contentnia, Elders Wilder, Smith and Statler preached on Sunday. Messengers were appointed to sister associations as follows, Viz Elder Robert D. Hart and Brother James S. Battle to the Little River. Elders William Hyman and John H. Daniel, and Brethren John Bryan and William Thigpen to Contentnia. Elders John H. Daniel, C.B. Hassel and George W. Carowan, and Brother Wilson W. Mizzle to Country Line Minutes to Abbots Creek Union. The fund left in the hands of the treasurer to defray the expenses of messengers to different associations, by order of this association, was to be handed back to THC churches that contributed it. Elder C.B. Hassel was requested to write a circular letter for the next association. 1846. The association met at Williams, Edgecombe County. Elder Blount Cooper preached the introductory sermon. Elder William Hyman was chosen moderator, and Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, who called to his assistance Elder C.B. Hassel. Visiting brethren in the ministry from sister associations were Elder John Stadler from the Country Line, Elders Josiah Smith and D.J. Mott from White Oak, Elders Ichabod Moore and John Smith from the Contentnia and Burwell Temple from the Little River. Letters from 31 churches showed 29 baptized, and total 1 a.m. Messengers were Elder Josiah Smith from White Oak Association, Elder John Stadler from Country Line, Elders Ichabod Moore and John Smith from Contentnia. Objections having been made by brethren at a distance to the sentiments set forth in a circular of Tilkaki Association for 1844, this session adopted the following preamble and resolution, whereas, that portion of the circular letter attached to our minutes for the year 1844, treating on the subject of ministerial support, has not been well received by some of our brethren, who have construed it differently from others. Therefore, resolved, that we wish it distinctly understood by all that we disown any intention in said circular to either build up or encourage a gospel ministry by unlawful means, and that it is foreign to our design to predicate a preached gospel on a moneyed foundation. And as such seem to have been the inference drawn by some, we now frankly say to such that we intended to declare no such sentiments by the adoption of said circular letter. Resolved, that we believe the minister of the gospel to be the steward and ambassador of God, and as such must look immediately to his Lord and Master for all kinds of support and reward while in the exercise of his vocation. But as, in the wisdom of God, he designs to give temporal support to his ministering servant through the medium of the church, not supernaturally, as he does spiritual aid, therefore the minister may indirectly look to the church for that kind of encouragement. And it is the bounden duty of the church to attend to it, being thereunto required by the laws of her King. Individual members of the church are moved by the Holy Spirit of God to administer to the temporal necessities of his ambassadors, not by constraint or grudgingly, but of a ready and willing mind. He by so doing acts under the direction of the Almighty, whose they are and whom they serve. And the minister thus receiving a portion of his reward, receives it is true, directly from the church, but indirectly from God, who is the great author of the whole movement. The name of the Soundside Church was changed to that of Bethlehem. Elder Stadler, Temple and Hassel preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to sister associations were as follows, viz. Elder B.H.M. N.T. Cooper and Brethren Robert D. Hart and John Bryan to White Oak. Elder John H. Daniel and Brethren R.D. Hart and J.S. Battle to Little River. Elder J.H. Daniel and Brethren William Thigpen and R.D. Hart to Contentnia. Elder L.B. Bennett and Brother Hart to Country Line. 25 copies of minutes were sent to Abbots Creek Union. Committees were appointed to visit the following named churches, inquire into their standing, and report to the next association, viz. Sandy Grove, Little Alligator, Scuppernong and Blount's Creek. THC circular letter prepared by Elder C.B. Hassel was handed in, read and approved, in order to be attached to THC Minutes. This was the last appointment made by THC Association of anyone to write a circular letter. Exceptions heretofore had been taken to one or two of such letters after their publication, and this association concluded to dispense with them for the future, unless some particular occasion seemed to call for it. 1847. The association was held with the church at Spring Green, Martin County. The introductory sermon was preached by Elder William Hyman. Elder Hyman was then chosen moderator, and Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, and Elder C. B. Hassel assistant clerk. Visiting brethren were seated, viz. Elder Stadler, Chandler, Temple, Smith, Holt and Sidberg. Letters from 34 churches showed 26 baptized, total 1,376. Messengers received were Elder B. Temple from Little River, Samuel Holt and Asa Sidberg from White Oak, Elders John Stadler and S. I. Chandler and Brother Lotta from Country Line, Elder John Smith and Brethren J. C. Knight, Benjamin Knight and John R. Moore from Contentnia. A file of minutes was received from the Abbot Creek Union and Fishers River Association. Elders John Stadler and S. I. Chandler preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to visit sister associations were Elders John H. Daniel and D. J. Mott to White Oak, Elder C. B. Hassel and Brother A. B. Baines to Contentnia, Elders B. Cooper and D. J. Mott and Brethren John White and Robert D. Hart to Country Line, Elders John H. Daniel and Blount Cooper and Brethren James S. Battle and Robert D. Hart to Little River. A letter from Elder James Osborne, then in England, was received and read, and ordered to be attached to the minutes. The committee appointed at the previous session to visit and report the condition of four churches made their report and were discharged. The churches were retained in fellowship. The association passed a resolution of encouragement in regard to a periodical called the Primitive Baptist, and Elder Burwell Temple agreed to assume the editorial control, and removed the place of publication to his residence near Raleigh. The association recommended the churches to set apart Friday before the third Sunday in November ensuing as a day of fasting and prayer to God, supplicating Him at a throne of grace for an outpouring spirit to revive His work of grace in THC hearts of His people throughout the borders of Zion, support truth and overthrow and send forth more faithful laborers in His vineyard Oz love to flow from breast to breast, and also cause many who in darkness to second's great light. 1848. The association met at Great Swamp, Pitt County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder C. B. Hassel. Elder William Hyman was chosen moderator, and Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, who called to his assistance Elder C. B. Hassel. Visiting brethren from sister associations were invited to seats, whereupon Elders John Stadler, Josiah Smith, James Griffin and Benjamin Benham and brethren Simpson Latta, Arthur Thompson, Jesse C. Knight, Shadrach Pate and J. Nelson seated themselves. Letters from 35 churches showed 41 to have been baptized, total number 1,358. Messengers received from sister associations were Elder John Stadler from Country Line, Josiah Smith from White Oak, Elder James Griffin and J. C. Knight, Brethren Shadrach Pate and J. Nelson from Contentnia, and Brother Arthur Thompson from Little River, and minutes the Abbot's Creek Union. Elders John Stadler and James Griffin preached on Sunday. Messengers chosen to visit sister associations were as follows, viz. Blount Cooper and James Potter and Brethren Sovereign Purvis and Noah Gaskill to White Oak, Ider John H. Daniel and Brother William Thigpen to Contentnia, Elder C. B. Hassel, William Whitaker, John H. Daniel and Brother John Bryan to Country Line, Elder Blount Cooper and Brethren James S. Battle and Joseph D. Biggs to Little River. Brethren Robert D. Hart and James S. Battle were appointed a committee on finance. Brother Robert D. Hart was appointed to write a letter of correspondence to the White Oak, and Elder C. B. Hessel to the Contentnia Association. A petition, memorial and remonstrance to the legislature of North Carolina and one to the Congress of the United States against the incorporation of religious societies, and against creating chaplains in the Army and Navy and in Congress, were submitted, debated and adopted. They were signed by the moderator and clerk of the association, and a committee appointed to take them to the state and federal legislatures. In order that the reader may be posted as to the views of Baptists in 1848 on certain subjects, we submit the memorials to the Legislature of North Carolina, to the Honorable, the Legislature of North Carolina, the ministers delegates representing the churches composing the Khaki Baptist Association, in conference assembled with the church at Great Swamp, Pitt County, North Carolina. Feeling as they conceive a high regard for the purity of the Christian religion, the liberty of conscience, and the happiness of mankind. But viewing with distrust the rapid encroachments of ecclesiastical power and clerical corruption in these United States, but more particularly in the state of North Carolina, most respect, fully and humbly desire to lay before your body this their earnest petition, memorial and remonstrance. 1. They remonstrate against the passage of any laws in the state favoring religious societies or churches of any caste or denomination. Since the kingdom of Christ is not of this world, they beg that you grant no monopolies or exclusive privileges to any sect or denomination of religious persons, whether Roman Catholic, Protestant, Jew, pagan or Mohammedan, and that you pass no acts of incorporation for the benefit of any religious society or convention whatever. 2. They humbly conceive that in the passage of laws heretofore, incorporating purely sectarian institutions, societies, conventions, academies and colleges, and exempting from taxation property owned by religious denominations, the provisions of our state constitution have been transcended, and a strict regard to equal rights and privileges among the people has been overlooked, and that wisdom, justice, and a jealous regard for peace, harmony and equal rights, require that all such laws, promises or enactments should be repealed, especially that one contained in the 47th chapter of the Acts of the Assembly, passed in 1844. Entitled an act to amend the revised statutes entitled Religious Societies. Your memorialists require no legislation for their special benefit, since the fundamental law of our land guarantees to all the high privilege of worshiping God according to the dictates of their own consciences, and think furthermore that all other citizens should rest contented with the privileges already conferred on them by the Constitution and laws, without seeking to augment them at the expense of others. Priestcraft, they fear, is endeavoring to regain its ancient foothold in this country, and to establish its tyranny over the bodies and consciences of men. In the infancy of our government, our forefathers, having thrown off the yoke of oppression and clerical rule, ordained in THC 31st section of our state constitution that no clergyman or preacher of the gospel, of any denomination, shall be capable of being a member of either the Senate, House of Commons or Council of the State, while he continues in the exercise of the pastoral function. This provision was evidently made, in the wisdom and honesty of the founders of our liberty, to avoid the influence of the clergy, and to prevent the passage of such laws by them as mighty repugnant to the equal rights of man. But all this your memorialists consider of little avail, since other sections of our Constitution are set at naught, and the true spirit and meaning thereof totally violated. The 34th section of our state Constitution declares that there shall be no establishment of any one religious church or denomination in this state in preference to any other. But your memorialists believe that the spirit of this section has been grossly violated in the establishment by law of religious societies, schools and colleges, that were created and controlled by those belonging exclusively to one particular denomination. To establish a society, convention or school, of any one denomination, is to give aid and influence to that denomination, and to give it privileges and favoritism denied to others. And while this state of things is permitted and encouraged, it is clearly evident that a religious establishment is down upon us, and one which of course is unequal and partial in its character. Your memorialists suggest that it will be more for the happiness of the people of the state and the good of society, and more congenial to the constitution thereof, for the legislature to pass no laws and adopt no resolves in relation to religion except to repeal all such as have been already enacted on that subject. They beg leave most respectfully to remind you that Christianity in its infancy needed not the puny arm of man or human laws to sustain it. But on the contrary, it was ushered into the world contrary to the will of man, and, in despite of all opposition, it hath marched onward and still onward, amid the combined anathemas and denunciations of Jews, Gentiles, pagans and Mohammedans, through fire, famine, blood, etc. And having, by the grace of God alone, attained to near the middle of the 19th century of the Christian era, it still stands in the strength of omnipotent Jehovah, and rests alone upon his arm, seeking no alliance with flesh and blood, the aid of human laws, or gold that perisheth, to establish its dominion in the hearts of men, since its founder is an infinite being, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and whose kingdom is from generation to generation. Whatever therefore seeks to unite itself with the state, and trusts in the aid of human enactments for existence, your memorialists most respectfully suggest, is not and cannot be the religion of Jesus of Nazareth. And, though it have the form of godliness, is destitute of the power thereof. By order October 2nd, D. 1848. Joseph D. Biggs, Clerk. William Hyman, Moderator. To the Congress of the United States, the ministers and delegates representing the churches which compose the Khaki Primitive Baptist Association, assembled in conference with the Baptist Church at Great Swamp, Pitt County, North Carolina, the Saturday before the first Sunday in October, A.D. 1848. To the Honorable, the Congress of the United States of America, viewing with distrust the rapid strides of priestcraft now being made in these United States, and dreading for themselves and posterity that worst of all scourges, an ecclesiastical despotism, your memorialists most respectfully beg leave to submit to your honorable body this their memorial, petition and remonstrance. 1. They beg and entreat that you will, in your wisdom, abolish all laws, provisions or resolutions, now in force by authority of your honorable body, respecting THC establishment of religion, whereby chaplains to Congress, THC Army, Navy, and other public stations, are employed by the general government to exercise their religious functions, and are paid for their services out of the public treasury, and whereby religious teachers are employed and religious schools established at the expense of government. 2. Your memorialists respectfully suggest that the Christian religion is of divine authority, that it came down from heaven to earth unceremoniously, asking no favors of and begging no emoluments from earthly Sanhedrins, senates, principalities or powers, that it came to men, contrary to the will of men of flesh and of blood, but according to the will of God, and having made its way to near the middle of the 19th century through persecution, and being upheld and supported by God Almighty, needeth not now the aid of human laws for its further existence or advancement, but will prosper as heretofore, in defiance of human enactments, opposition or persecution, and that all attempts to promote the happiness of man by mitering it to human governments, in bygone days, have signally failed, and serve but to establish an ecclesiastical despotism, totally at variance with the simple laws, mild reign and spiritual kingdom of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Your memorialists, therefore, for the sake of Christ, the purity of his religion, and the honor of his cause, as well as the happiness and liberty of themselves, those whom they represent in thousands yet unborn, beg you to legislate no further on the subject of religion, but entreat you to undo what they humbly conceive has been prematurely, wrongfully and unconstitutionally done. All ministers should attend to the heavenly injunction recorded in the second chapter of the first epistle of Paul the Apostle to Timothy, viz. To pray and intercede for kings and for all that are in authority too, and this can be done as effectually in the closet or in family prayer, in America, Asia, Europe or Africa, for the well-being of the American Congress, or its members, as if the minister were in the immediate presence of those for whose special benefit he may intercede. Since the Creator and Preserver of mankind is an infinite and omnipresent being. And in conclusion they further suggest, that if ministers cannot preach and pray for the army, the navy, for Congress, and the Indian tribes, for the love of Christ, without conferring with flesh and blood and a salary and filthy lucre, stipulated and agreed upon before services rendered, then they cannot acceptably to God do so with his salary, for such constitutes them hirelings to all intents and purposes, in whom there is no dependence, and in whose counsels there is no safety. By order to October, 1848. Joseph D. Biggs, Clerk. William Hyman, Moderator. These memorials were transmitted respectively to the Legislature of North Carolina and THC Congress of the United States, but met with no favorable response at the time. Yet it was afterwards seen that the one sent to Congress was remembered, was alluded to, and its influence felt in subsequent deliberations. So a hired chaplaincy was dispensed with for the season in that body, and ministers from different denominations were requested to open the services therein by prayer without charge. 1849. The association was held this year at Morlock Meeting House, Washington County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder Blount Cooper. Elder William Hyman was chosen moderator, and Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, and Elder C. B. Hassel assistant clerk. Visiting brethren, James Zerosporn, John Stadler, James Griffin and J.C. Knight, took seats in the association. Letters were received from 35 churches, showing baptisms to have been 94, and the whole number 1,312. A church called Bethlehem, in Pasquotank County, was received into membership. Messengers from sister associations were Elder Stadler from Country Line, Elder James Griffin and Brother J.C. Knight from the Contentnia. A letter was received from the Little River Association, and letters and minutes from Abbots Creek Union and White Oak. Elders Osborne and Stadler preached on Sunday. Messengers were appointed to sister associations as follows, viz. To White Oak, Elder Blount Cooper and Brethren John Bryan, Charles Mabry, Turner Bass and Archibald Statton. To Contentnia, Brethren R. D. Hart, R. M. G. Moore and William Thigpen. To Country Line, Elder Lemuel R. Bennett and Brother Robert D. Hart. To Little River, Elder B. Cooper and J. H. Daniel, and Brethren James S. Battle and R. D. Hart. Elder C. B. Hassel handed in a biographical sketch of the life of Brother Joshua Robertson, deceased, and a biography of Brother James Potter was also handed in, and both approved and ordered to be attached to the minutes 1850. The association convened with THC Church at Lawrence, Edgecombe County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder C. B. Hassel. Elder W. Hyman was chosen moderator, and Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, who called to his assistance Elder C. B. Hassel. Letters were received from 36 churches, showing 88 to have been baptized, total 1,426. Visiting members from sister associations were elders John Stadler, Benjamin Benham, James Griffin, John H. Kennedy, James Wilson and Aaron Davis and brethren Moses Baker, Jesse C. Knight and Jacob Proctor. A church at Peachtree, Franklin County, was received a member of the body. Messengers received from sister associations were elders John W. Kennedy and James Wilson from Little River. Elders James Griffin and Benjamin Benham and brethren Moses Baker, Jesse C. Knight and Jacob Proctor from Contentnia. Elder John Stadler from Countryline. Elder Aaron Davis from White Oak. And 40 copies of minutes from Abbots Creek Union. Elders John H. Kennedy, Benjamin Benham and John Stadler preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to visit sister associations were as follows: Vis Elders William Hyman, Blount Cooper, Lemuel B. Bennett, Robert D. Hart and John H. Daniel and brethren John Bryan, Irwin Page, William Thigpen, James S. Battle and R. M. G. Moore to Contentnia. Ider C. B. Hassel and Blount Cooper and brethren Joseph D. Biggs and Archibald Staten to Country Line. Elders Blount Cooper, R. D. Hart, Clayton Moore and William Whitaker and brother James S. Battle to Little River. On motion it was agreed that an address to the regular Baptists in the United States, prepared by Elder Wilson Thompson, be appended to the minutes of the session. This address was issued by Elder Thompson in July 1847. It briefly reviewed the history of the Church since the coming of Christ, showing the continual persecutions of the true people of God, and the rising progress of the first and the second beasts, and powerfully appealed to all the faithful soldiers of Christ to contend unitedly, earnestly and fearlessly for apostolic doctrine and practice. S.H. The church at Blount's Creek, Beaufort County, was dismissed to unite with the churches of the Contentnia Association. The clerk was ordered to prepare and have printed 1,000 copies of the minutes of the association, distribute to the churches composing the same, to the associations with whom we correspond, record one copy on the record, and receive for his services $10. An order similar to this had prevailed at former sittings, and has continued to be made to the present time, by varying the number of copies printed according to circumstances. Of late years the number has usually been 2,000. 1851. The association was held at Peachtree, Franklin County. The introductory sermon was preached by Elder Blount Cooper. Elder William Hyman was chosen moderator, and Brother J.D. Biggs clerk, who called to his assistance Elder C.B. Hassel. Visiting brethren were seated, viz. Elders James Wilson, Ichabod Moore, B.J. Pollard, Aaron Davis, John Stadler, John T. Coggins, Benjamin Benham and Greg M. Thompson and brethren A.J. Leach, Jesse C. Knight, Pitt, Duggan and Atkinson. Letters from 34 churches represented 74 baptisms, and whole number 1,399. Messengers from sister associations were Elder James Wilson and Brother A.J. Leach from Little River. Elder Ichabod Moore and Brother Jesse C. Knight from Contentnia. Elders B.J. Pollard and Aaron Davis from White Oak. Elders John Stadler and George T. Coggins from Countryline. Elder Benjamin Benham and Brethren Duggan, Pitt and Atkinson from Contentnia. Files of minutes were received from the Abbots Creek Union and Fishers River Associations. Elder Burwell Temple was also received as a messenger from the Little River Association. Elders Coggins, Thompson and Stadler preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to visit sister associations were Elder Blount Cooper and Brother A. Staten to the White Oak. Elders Blount Cooper, John H. Daniel and William Whitaker and brethren David House, James H. Highsmith and Joseph D. Biggs to Contentnia. Elders John H. Daniel and William Hyman and Brethren Richard Harrison and Jesse P. Parker to Country Line. Elders Blount Cooper and John H. Daniel and Brethren James S. Battle and A.B. Baines to Little River. The church known as Sapony, Nash County, was dropped from the minutes. The church at Sawyers Creek, Camden County, and the church at Cedar Island, Carteret County, were dismissed to join the White Oak Association. 1852. The association was held at Conahoe, Martin County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder Wilson Thompson, of Indiana. Elder William Hyman was chosen moderator, and Joseph D. Biggs clerk, and Elder C.B. Hassel assistant clerk. Visiting brethren were invited to seats. Letters from 31 churches were read, showing additions by baptism to have been 128, and the whole number in fellowship 1,497. The church at Sapony was again received a member of the body. Messengers Froth Sister Associations were Elder B. Temple from the Little River. Brethren John S. Duggan, J. R. Croom, J. C. Knight, Noah Gaskill and John Smith from Contentnia. Elder John Stadler and Brethren Richard Jones and Q. A. Ward from Country Line. Elder Aaron Davis, N. H. Wiley and Josiah Smith from White Oak. Elder R. W. Hill from the Mayo. Elder Wilson Thompson from Whitewater, Indiana. Elder Greg M. Thompson from Tate Creek, Kentucky. The following committees were appointed, viz. Elders Robert D. Hart and Clayton Moore on Finance. Elder C. B. Hassel to write a letter of correspondence to the White Oak Association. And Elder Robert D. Hart to write to the Contentnia Association. Elders John Stadler, Wilson Thompson and Greg M. Thompson preached on Sunday. The church at Goose Creek, Beaufort County, was dismissed with privilege to join the Contentnia Association. Messengers appointed to visit sister associations were Elders Blount Cooper, Clayton Moore, William Whitaker, Eli McGaskey and Brother John Bryan to White Oak. Elders Clayton Moore and John H. Daniel and Brethren James W. Satchwell and Benjamin Fleming to Contentnia. Elder Blount Cooper and Brethren Richard Harrison, James S. Battle, William Jackson and Caulfield King to Country Line 1853. The association was held at Flat Swamp, Pitt County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder C.B. Hassel. Elder William Hyman was chosen moderator, Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, and Elder C.B. Hassel assistant clerk. Letters from 33 churches were received, representing baptisms to be 105, and number in fellowship 1,410. Corresponding messengers from sister associations were Elder John Stadler and Brethren William Benson and Richard Jones, Henderson Evans and Alfred Blalock from Country Line, Elder Lanier Griffin and Brethren J.C. Knight, B.P. Pitt, John S. Duggan, E. Johnson, Willis Fleming and John Smith from Contentnia, Elders Aaron Davis and N.H. Wiley from White Oak, Elder Gilbert Beebe from Warwick, New York. Minutes from Abbots Creek Union and Fishers River Associations. Elder Stadler and Beebe preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to visit sister associations were Elder Eli McGaskey and Brother David House to Contentnia. Elders Blount Cooper, John H. Daniel and William Whitaker and Brethren William Thigpen and Irvin Page to Contentnia. Elder C.B. Hassel and John H. Daniel and Brethren Caulfield King, William Jackson, J.D. Biggs, Richard Harrison and Turner Bass to Country Line. Elders Blount Cooper and Robert D. Hart and Brethren J.S. Battle and Caulfield King to Little River. Minutes to Abbots Creek Union, Fishers River and Warwick Associations. The association withdrew connection with the church at Rocky Swamp on account of disorder. They were at this time ordained ministers in the association, 17. Licentiates, 9. 1854. The association convened at Deep Creek, Halifax County. The introductory sermon was preached by Elder Flender Hartwell, of Hopewell, New Jersey. Elder William Hyman was chosen moderator, Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, and Elder C. B. Hassel assistant clerk. Letters from 33 churches represented 93 baptized, total number 1,488. The church at Rocky Swamp was again received into membership through the representation of her messenger, Lemuel B. Bennett. Messengers from sister associations were elders John Stadler and Andrew H. Hall and brethren Richard Jones, Jefferson Horner, Henderson Evans and Alfred Blalock from Country Line. Elder G. M. Thompson from Association Not Stated. Elder P. Hartwell from Delaware River, with a file of minutes from Warwick. Brethren Jesse C. Knight, Bennett P. Pitt, Robert N. Johnson and Willis Fleming from Contentnia. Elders Thompson, Stadler and Hartwell preached on Sunday. Elder Robert D. Hart voluntarily presented a letter designed for a circular for the association, and a committee consisting of Elders William Hyman, P. Hartwell, John Stadler, G. M. Thompson, R. D. Hart and C. B. Hassel were appointed a committee to examine the same and report. Messengers were appointed to sister associations as follows, viz. Elder William Whitaker and Brother James W. Satchwell to White Oak. Elders John H. Daniel and William A. Ross and brethren John W. Purvis, William Thigpen and James Highsmith to Contentnia. Elders Robert D. Hart and Eli McGaskey and brethren Augustus Bass, William Jackson, Archibald Statton, Bryant Bennett, John W. Purvis and William Thigpen to Country Line. Elders J. H. Daniel, Robert D. Hart and William Whitaker and brethren Charles Mabry and Nathan Pitt to Little River. Minutes to Abbots Creek Union, Fishers River, Warwick and Delaware River Associations. Elder Alvin B. Swindle, of South Matamuskia Church, made confession of the wrong and disorder in the church of which he was a member, shown in retaining in fellowship, for such a long time, the notorious George W. Carowan, whose conduct was disgraceful, and yet whose influence as pastor of the church was so great as to escape expulsion until he was tried and condemned for murder and committed suicide. The association forgave the wrong, but signified great disapprobation of such disorder, and hoped it would never be repeated by any church belonging to the Khaki Association. The circular letter was reported favorably on, received and ordered to be attached to the minutes. There were in the churches composing the association at this time 20 ordained ministers. Licentiates, 11. 1855. The association was held at Caneto, Edgecombe County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder C. B. Hassel. Elder William Hyman was chosen moderator, Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, and Elder C. B. Hassel assistant clerk. Letters from 36 churches showed baptisms 81. Total membership, 1,469. Messengers from sister associations were Elder John Stadler and brethren Jefferson Horner, Henderson Evans, Albert Blalock and B.L. Morton from Country Line. Elder E.W. Cox from White Oak. Elder Shadrach Payton William Bass and brethren Jesse C. Knight, B.P. Pitt, R.A. Johnson, William W. Armstrong, Samuel D. Proctor, Theophilus Atkinson, Benjamin May, Alan Nettle, James Barnes, William W. Barnes, F. Proctor and John Smith from the Contentnia. From Conasauga Association, Georgia, Elder G. M. Thompson. A file of minutes from the Abbots Creek Union, and Little River of North Carolina, and Thomas L. Daniel from the Obion, Tennessee. Elders Thompson, Daniel and Stadler preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to visit sister associations were Elders Aaron Davis, William A. Ross and David House and Brother John W. Purvis to the White Oak. Elders William Hyman, E. W. Cox, John H. Daniel and William A. Ross and Brethren William J. Armstrong, S. T. Price, John W. Purvis, James Carney, Henry Hyman, Caulfield King and James Highsmith to the Contentnia. Elders J. H. Daniel, Aaron Davis, William A. Ross and Robert D. Hart and Brethren John W. Purvis, Charles Mabry, James S. Long, James Carney and Henry Hyman to Country Line. Elders William Whitaker and William Reynolds to Little River. Minutes to Abbots Creek Union, Fishers River, Warwick Delaware River, Obion and Conasauga Associations. A biography of Elder Thomas Biggs was handed in by Elder Clayton Moore, which was read, received and ordered to be attached to the minutes. 1856. The association was held at South Key, Southampton County, Va. The introductory sermon was preached by Elder Clayton Moore. Elder Hyman was chosen moderator, Brother Joseph E. Biggs clerk, and Elder C. B. Hassel and Robert D. Hart assistant clerks. Letters from 33 churches showed 67 baptized, and whole number in fellowship to be 1,471. A church at Providence, Currituck County, through her pastor, Elder Hodges Gallup, was received a member of the association. Messengers received from sister associations were as follows, viz. Elder John Stadler and Brethren Jefferson Horner and Henderson Evans from Country Line. Brethren Pitt, Atkinson and Griffin from Contentnia. Elder William J. Purington from Washington City. Joseph L. Purington from Lexington, New York. And minutes from Warwick and Conasauga. Elders John Stadler, Joseph L. Purington and William J. Purington preached on Sunday. The following messengers were appointed to visit sister associations, viz. Elders William A. Ross, Clayton Moore, Edward W. Cox and Brother John W. Purvis to White Oak. Elders William A. Ross, Clayton Moore, David House, Brethren John W. Purvis and Benjamin Fleming to Contentnia. Elders William A. Ross, Robert D. Hart, C. B. Hassel, Brethren John W. Purvis and William Thigpen to Country Line. Elders R. D. Hart and John H. Daniel to Little River. Minutes to Abbott Creek Union, Fisher River, Warwick Delaware River, Obion and Conasauga Associations. The church at Joyner, Northampton County, was dropped for disorder and a departure from the faith. A portion of the members of the church at Washington, Beaufort County, having departed from the faith and encouraged the preaching of erroneous doctrines by one Jacob Swindle, the association withdrew her connection from such disaffected portion of said church, including said Swindle, and warned the churches against his pernicious influence. The faithful members of said church were recognized as the true church there, and their clerk and messenger, James W. Satchwell, received as their representative. 1857. The association was held at the Falls of Tar River, Nash County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder C. B. Hassel. Elder C. B. Hassel was chosen moderator, Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, and Brother Bryant Bennett and Elder Robert D. Hart assistant clerks. Elder William Hyman, who had been chosen moderator for so many years, was by reason of age and infirmity unable to attend this meeting. Letters were received from 33 churches, showing baptisms to have been during the year 51, and the number in fellowship 1,486. A church at Sparta, Edgecombe County, was received a member of the body. Messengers from sister associations were as follows, viz. Elder John Stadler and Brethren Richard Jones, Henderson Evans and B. F. Morton from Country Line. Elder Aaron Davis and Brethren John B. Smith from White Oak. Elder B. Temple and Brother Isaac Wright from Little River. Elder P. Hartwell from Delaware River. Elder G. Beebe from Warwick. Elder William J. Purington from Washington City. And Elder Joseph L. Purington from Georgia. Brethren J. C. Knight, B. P. Pitt, Theophilus Atkinson, R. A. Johnson, Hilliard Taylor, Alan Nettle, F. Proctor, Jacob Proctor and S. D. Proctor from Contentnia. Files of Minutes from Abbots Creek Union and Conasauga Association. Elders Hartwell, Stadler and Beebe preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to visit sister associations were as follows: viz. Elders A. B. Swindle, William Whitaker, J. H. Daniel and David House and Brethren Benjamin Fleming, A. Shivers, James Carney and Joseph O'Berry to Contentnia. Elder R. D. Hart and Brother John W. Purvis to White Oak. Elders R. D. Hart, William A. Ross and C. B. Hassel and Brethren John W. Purvis and James Carney to Country Line. Elders J. H. Daniel and Robert D. Hart to Little River. Elder R. D. Hart to Delaware River and Warwick. Minutes to Abbots Creek Union. 1858. The association convened at Lawrence's, Edgecombe County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder Clayton Moore. Elder C. B. Hassel was chosen moderator, Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, and Brother Brian Bennett and Elder Robert D. Hart assistant clerks. Letters from 32 churches received, which represented 71 to have been baptized and 1,484 inches fellowship. Messengers from sister associations were Elder John Stadler and Brethren Jefferson Horner and Henderson Evans from the Country Line. Elder J. H. Kennedy from the Little River. Brethren Jesse C. Knight, B. P. Pitt, R. A. Johnson and J. D. Proctor from Contentnia. Elder Aaron Davis from the White Oak. Elder William J. Purington from Baltimore. Elder John Ward from Hatchie River, Tennessee. Minutes from Abbots Creek Union. Elders Purington and Stadler preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to visit sister associations were as follows: viz. Elders William A. Ross, David House, Brethren James Carney, J. F. O'Berry, John Bryant, John W. Purvis and Caulfield King to Contentnia. Elders J. H. Daniel, E. W. Cox, Brethren J. F. O'Berry, James Carney and Joseph D. Biggs to White Oak. Elders R. D. Hart, W. A. Ross, J. H. Daniel, David House, Brethren J. F. O'Berry, James Carney and Caulfield King to Country Line. Elders J. H. Daniel, R. D. Hart, William Whitaker and Brother John W. Purvis to Little River. Elders Robert D. Hart and Cushing B. Hassel to Delaware River and Warwick. Minutes to Abbots Creek Union and Fishers River. 1859. The association convened with the church at Squarkey, Martin County. The introductory discourse was delivered by Elder Robert D. Hart. Elder C. B. Hassel was chosen moderator, Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, and Elder R. D. Hart and Brother Brian Bennett assistant clerks. Letters from 36 churches were received, showing 48 to have been baptized, and total membership 1,462. Messengers received from sister associations were as follows: viz. Elders John Stadler, A.N. Hall, Brethren Jeff Horner and Albert Blalock from Country Line. Elder G. Beebe, with a file of minutes, from the Baltimore Association. Elder P. Hartwell from Delaware River. Elder G. Beebe from Warwick. Elder Aaron Davis from White Oak. Brethren Theophilus Atkinson, B. P. Pitt, John Smith, William Armstrong, R. Johnson and N. P. Daniel from Contentnia. Elders R. C. Leachman and Samuel Trott from Corresponding Meeting of Virginia. Minutes from Abbots Creek Union. Elders Hartwell, B.B., Trott and Stadler preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to visit sister associations were as follows: Vis Elders William A. Ross, David House, J. H. Daniel, R. C. Leachman, Brethren John W. Purvis, William Billups, James Carney and Edward Cobb to Contentnia. Elders W. A. Ross, David House, Gilbert Beebe and Brother John W. Purvis to White Oak. Elders W. A. Ross, Robert D. Hart, C. B. Hessel, Brethren J. W. Purvis and James Carney to Country Line. Elders J. H. Daniel, William Reynolds and William Whitaker to Little River. Minutes to the following associations, viz. Warwick Delaware River, Baltimore and corresponding Virginia. The church at Sandy Grove, being represented as in a cold and destitute condition, the following named elders and licentiates agreed to visit her during the year, at the time of her regular monthly meetings, viz. Elder William A. Ross in November, Brother J. W. Purvis in December, Elder John Stadler in January, Elder William Reynolds in February, Elder David House in March, Elder L. B. Bennett in April, Elder John H. Daniel in May, Elder C. B. Hessel in June, Elder William Whitaker in July, Elder Clayton Moore in August, and Elder William B. Perry in September. This was one of the largest and most interesting gatherings that the Khaki Association had realized in many years. The number of ordained ministers within her bounds at this time was 21, and licentiates, 7. 1860. The association was held at Crossroads, Edgecombe County. The introductory sermon was preached by Elder Clayton Moore. Elder C. B. Hassel was chosen moderator, Brother J. D. Biggs clerk, and Elder Robert D. Hart and Brother Brian Bennett assistant clerks. Letters from 35 churches represented 64 as having been baptized. Total membership, 1,494. Messengers from sister associations were as follows: Vis Elder B. Temple from Little River, Brethren James Scoggins, D.R. Moore, Jeff Horner and Albert Blalock from Country Line, Brethren Lemuel Hardy, John A. Smith, Bennett P. Pitt, Theophilus Atkinson, Noah Adams and Josiah Nelson from Contentnia. Files of minutes from the Delaware, Warwick and Baltimore associations, and the corresponding letters in each read before the association. Elder Flender Hartwell was present from the Delaware River Association, with minutes and a corresponding letter, which was read. Elder Hartwell and Brother James Scoggins preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to sister associations were Elder D. House and Brethren J. D. Biggs and C. A. Scott to Contentnia. Elder John W. Purvis and Brethren James S. Satchwell and C. A. Scott to White Oak. Elders R. D. Hart, William A. Ross, John W. Purvis, William F. Bell and Clayton Moore to Country Line. Elders J. W. Purvis and W. A. Ross and Brethren C. A. Scott and William Thigpen to Little River. Minutes to the following associations, viz. Warwick Delaware River, Delaware, Abbots Creek Union, Fishers River, Baltimore and corresponding Virginia. At the request of the church at Sandy Grove, which was still in a destitute condition, the following brethren in the ministry consented to visit her, as follows: Viz. William F. Bell in October, John W. Purvis in November, John Stamper in December, Russell Tucker in January, William A. Ross in February, William Gray in March, C. B. Hassel in April, John H. Daniel in May, David House in June, L. B. Bennett in July, Clayton Moore in August, R. W. Peacock in September. Elder John Stadler, of Bush Arbor Church, Caswell County, departed this life on March 8, 1860. He had been appointed by the Country Line Association messenger to the Khaki for 21 consecutive years, commencing in 1838. and never failed to attend the Kaki but once in all that period of time. His presence, advice and ministry were very acceptable to the brethren of the Kaki, and he was looked on and up to almost the same as one of her own ministers. She therefore resolved to request her moderator and clerk to draft a notice of his services and death, and have the same attached to the minutes of the session, which was done. At this association the question of bringing up the history of the association from the year 1838, where it was left by Elder Joseph Biggs, was considered and referred to the churches for their approval or disapproval. 1861. The association met at Williams's, Edgecombe County. The introductory discourse was preached by Elder C. B. Hassel. Elder C. B. Hassel was appointed moderator, Brother J. D. Biggs clerk, Elder Robert D. Hart and Brian Bennett assistant clerks. Letters from 31 churches showed baptisms 39. Total membership, 1,468. Messengers received from sister associations were Elder C. E. Holland and Brethren Pitt, Proctor and Armstrong from the Contentnia. Elder Aaron Davis from White Oak. Elders A. N. Hall and R. D. Moore and Brethren Horner and Ellis from Country Line. Minutes from Little River, Abbots Creek Union and Mayo Associations. Elders R. D. Moore and A. N. Hall preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to sister associations were Elders John H. Daniel and Russell Tucker and Brother C. A. Scott to Contentnia. Elders J. H. Daniel and John W. Purvis to White Oak. Elders J. H. Daniel, W. A. Ross and R. D. Hart and Brethren Russell Tucker, C. A. Scott and James S. Long to Country Line. Elders William B. Perry and William Reynolds and Brother C. A. Scott to Little River. Minutes were sent to corresponding Virginia, Abbots Creek Union, Fishers River and Mayo Associations. Some brethren in the ministry agreed to visit the churches at Fishing Creek and Sandy Grove. The matter of continuing the Kaki history was taken up and debated, and it was agreed to defer the subject for the present. The war between the states, called the Great Civil War in America, began in April, 1861, and was at the time of the sitting of this association assuming large proportions and causing much distress in the land. A military line was drawn between the North and South, beyond which citizens from either side were not suffered to pass. Communication by mail and ingress and egress were entirely cut off. Maryland and all north of her were held by the Northern Power, or Federal Army, while Virginia and all south of her were held by the Southern Power, or Confederate Army. The brotherly intercourse that had for so many years existed between Baptists North and South was prohibited, and not one of the faces of the Northern Brethren was seen at the Kaki Association this year. Their feelings, affections and sympathies, with a trifling exception, were with their Southern Brethren during the whole continuance of the war, and the same was proven to be true immediately after the cessation of hostilities by the eagerness and devotion with which they came together again. While primitive Baptists thus held together in affection and faith, as the undivided Church of God should have done throughout all that bloody struggle, other denominations of professed Christians were torn asunder and engaged in the unhallowed work of defaming and butchering each other, which clearly proved them not to be the Church of Christ. By reason of this great calamity, the association at this time adopted the following resolution, viz. Resolved, that in view of the present oppressed and distressed condition of our country, brought about by the existence of war in our midst, we do recommend to the churches that the second Thursday in November next being the 14th day of said month be observed as a day of fasting and prayer to Almighty God, and that the members of the churches meet at their respective places of worship on that day for religious devotion. Only 1,000 minutes were ordered to be printed this year. Ordained ministers in the bounds of the association, 24. Licentiates, 12. 1862. The association met at Spring Green, Martin County. The introductory sermon was preached by Elder Robert D. Hart. Elder C.B. Hassel was chosen moderator, Brother J.D. Biggs clerk, Elder R.D. Hart and B. Bennett assistant clerks. Letters from 18 churches received, showing 8 baptized, total membership 1,437. Civil war prevailed in the land. The northern forces held possession of Plymouth, on the Roanoke River, and a large portion of eastern North Carolina, and it was feared by many that they would send their boats up the river and throw shells among the people while holding the association. But they did not do so, and those who were at the meeting were unmolested during the entire 3 days. Intelligence from sister associations was as follows: viz. Brother B.P. Pitt, messenger from Contentnia, and a file of minutes from the Little River. In the absence of ministers from other associations, she had to select preachers from her own body. Elder C.B. Hassel and William A. Ross occupied the stand on Sunday. Messengers appointed to visit sister associations were as follows: viz. Elders J.H. Daniel and William F. Bell and Brethren Russell Tucker, A.B. Baines and John Bryan to Contentnia. Letters to the White Oak to be placed in the hands of the messengers to Contentnia. Elders R.D. Hart, William A. Ross and William F. Bell and Brother Turner Bass to Country Line. Elder John H. Daniel and Brother A.B. Baines to Little River. Minutes ordered to the corresponding Virginia, Abbots Creek Union, Fishers River and Mayo. The following resolution was adopted: resolved, that in view of the present distressed and disturbed condition of our country, brought about by the existence of war in our midst, we recommend to the churches that Friday before the second Sunday in November next be observed as a day of fasting and prayer to Almighty God, and that members of the churches meet at their respective places of worship on that day for religious devotion. This intention was not carried into execution, by reason of the presence of a large federal army occupying the country where many of the churches were situated, carrying dismay into the hearts of the people and destruction in their progress, during the week preceding the contemplated meetings of the churches. A biography of Elder William Hyman was submitted by Brother Asa Biggs, and read and ordered to be attached to the minutes. Elder Hyman was considered the last one of those who steadily opposed the missionary innovations, who was present in 1827, when the khaki threw the useless lumber overboard, and who stood firmly to the last opposed to all the man-made schemes, intended to corrupt the gospel of Christ and lay another foundation for salvation than that which had already been laid by Christ and his apostles. Elder Hyman was indeed a man of the olden time. He was so constituted by nature as to gain the respect and affection of all classes and professions of men, notwithstanding his extraordinary candor and stability in the faith once delivered to the saints. He was chosen moderator of the association in 1828, and served her in that capacity till 1857, with perhaps the exception of 1 year, making a period of nearly 30 years. He was remarkably efficient as moderator, and his good advice and parting addresses will long be remembered by those who survive him. 1863. The association convened at Great Swamp, Pitt County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder R.C. Leachman, of corresponding meeting, Virginia. Elder Leachman had been handled roughly by the Federal Army. His house had been burned down. He had been taken prisoner and thrown in jail in Alexandria, and then imprisoned with other political prisoners in the old capital in Washington City, and finally released, and became a refugee in North Carolina for some years during the war. Elder Hassel was chosen moderator, Brother Biggs clerk, and Brother Bryant Bennett assistant clerk. Letters from 16 churches were received, 11 had been baptized. Total in fellowship, 1,402. The great civil war in the country still prevailed, with awful consequences attending it. This association was held near Tar River, and it was feared by some that the Federal Army would make a descent upon the meeting, and capture the horses, if nothing more. But they came not, and the third association during the war passed off uninterrupted. Messengers and minutes from sister associations were as follows: a letter and file of minutes from the Little River, two files of minutes from the White Oak, Brother Jefferson Horner, and a file of minutes from the Country Line. Elders Noah Adams and Josiah Nelson and Brethren B.P. Pitt, John Smith and William Stokes from Contentnia. Elder R.C. Leachman from Corresponding Meeting. Elder C. B. Hassel and R.C. Leachman preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to visit sister associations were Elders W. A. Ross, David House, J. H. Daniel and R. C. Leachman and Brother Benjamin Fleming to Contentnia. Elders William A. Ross, David House, John H. Daniel and Brethren Joseph D. Biggs and William Thigpen to Country Line. Elders R. D. Hart, Russell Tucker and Brother A. B. Baines to Little River. Letter to White Oak. Minutes to Fishers River, Abbots Creek Union and Mayo Associations. Only 1,000 copies of minutes were printed this year. At this time there were belonging to the churches, ministers ordained, 21. Licentiates, 10. 1864. The association was held at Caneto, Edgecombe County. The introductory sermon was preached by Elder David House. Elder C. B. Hassel was chosen moderator, Brother J. D. Biggs clerk, and Brother Bryant Bennett assistant clerk. Letters from 22 churches were received, showing 38 to have been baptized, and total membership 1,325. This made the fourth session held during the war, which was raging fiercely, and deepening the distress and anguish in North Carolina and the southern states generally. Messengers received from sister associations were Elder Noah Adams and Brethren B.P. Pitt, James Parker and John Thorne from Contentnia, Elder Andrew N. Hall from Country Line, Elder R.W. Hill from Mayo, Elder R.C. Leachman, still a refugee from Corresponding Meeting, Virginia. Letter and minutes from Little River. Elders Hall and Leachman preached on Sunday. Messengers to sister associations were Elder William A. Ross and Brother William Thigpen to Contentnia. Elder William A. Ross to White Oak. Elders William A. Ross, John H. Daniel and C. B. Hassel to Country Line. Elder William B. Perry to Little River. Minutes to Abbots Creek Union, Fishers River and Mayo. A biography of Elder William Pittman was handed in, read, and ordered to be attached to the minutes. Only 500 minutes were ordered to be printed this year. This was the last session held during the war. Through the mercy of God, neither of them had been interrupted by either of the belligerent forces. 1865. The association was held at Kaki, Halifax County. This was the centennial year of its existence. Just 100 years before it was organized and held at this same place. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder C. B. Hassel, who was also chosen moderator, and Brother Bryant Bennett clerk, in the absence of Brother J. D. Biggs. Letters from 21 churches were received. Baptisms 13. Total membership 1,303. Ordained ministers 24. Licentiates, 6. Messengers received from sister associations were Elders A. N. Hall, David R. Moore and Brother Q. A. Ward from Country Line. Brethren B. P. Pitt and Redmond R. Dupree from Contentnia. Elders Hall and Moore preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to visit sister associations were Elders John W. Purvis, William A. Ross, J. H. Daniel, William F. Bell, Russell Tucker and Brother James Carney to Contentnia. Letter and Minutes to White Oak. Elders William A. Ross, C.B. Hassel and David House and Brethren S.T. Price and James Carney to Country Line. Elders John H. Daniel and Russell Tucker to Little River. Minutes to Abbots Creek Union, Fishers River and Mayo. The war between the states had ended in April preceding the session of the association, so far as actual hostilities extended. But the southern states were overpowered and held in subjection by the northern states, and were in a destitute and impoverished condition. North Carolina and the people living within the bounds of the Khaki Association formed an exception to this widespread ruin and degradation. But something remarkable might be noted here. There was no strife, discord, or ill feeling, either before the war, during its continuance, or at its close, between Northern and Southern Old School or Primitive Baptists. While Missionary Baptists, Free Will Baptists, Disciples, Episcopalians, Presbyterians, Methodists, both Episcopal and Protestant, etc., etc., were torn asunder by the questions of the war, and indulged in severe denunciations of each other, were found fighting and killing each other during the war, and abusing each other after the war. Primitive Baptists in the South, seeing their states, their homes and firesides invaded by a deadly foe, took up arms in self-defense and joined the Confederate Army, but they met no Primitive Baptists in the Federal ranks, according to the best information obtained by the author. Primitive Baptists North took about the same view of the war as did their Southern brethren, and kept out of the army whenever money or other lawful excuse would keep them out. And the sons of Primitive Baptists, as a general thing, refused to take up arms and invade the southern states. And just so soon as the war closed, and the way became open for a meeting of those long-separated brethren, they flew to each other arms, and their love for each other appeared to be stronger than ever before. All during the war the brethren in the northern states for the most part, at the risk of their reputation, property and lives, stood firm on the principles of the gospel kingdom and sound political economy. This was evidenced by the articles in their only denominational paper, then published by Elder G.B.B., in Middletown, Orange County, New York. The senior author well remembers the warm reception given himself by Primitive Baptists North in 1865, soon after the close of the war. And he also remembers well the warm reception given him and other Southern brethren by the brethren North from that day to this. And also the strong reciprocal feeling existing in the hearts of Southern brethren toward Northern brethren when the latter have visited the South. All this appears to evidence a kingdom which cannot be divided, a church that the gates of hell cannot prevail against. The gospel kingdom has not been destroyed, divided or moved. It has remained firm and intact. And this constitutes a forcible reason why the undivided primitive or old school Baptists constitute the Church of God. Other denominations, called Missionary Baptists, Free Will Baptists, Disciples, Christians, Methodists, Presbyterians, etc., etc., were divided, rent and torn to pieces by the causes and effects of the late war. It follows, of course, that neither of these can be the Church of God, if this reasoning is sound. Say the kingdom of Christ cannot be divided. But these denominations named were divided. Therefore these denominations cannot be the kingdom of Christ. And again, the kingdom of Christ cannot be divided. The primitive Baptists were not divided in principle by the surges of the late Civil War. Therefore the primitive Baptists constitute the visible kingdom of Christ. 1866. The 101st session of the association was held with the church at the Falls of Tar River, Nash County. The introductory sermon was preached by Elder R.C. Leachman. Elder C.B. Hassel was chosen moderator, and Brother Bryant Bennett clerk, and Elder Robert D. Hart and Brother Sylvester Hassel assistant clerks. Letters from 30 churches were handed in, showing the number of baptisms to have been 70, and the whole number in fellowship to have been 1,221. Ordained ministers, 24. Licentiates, 6. Corresponding messengers from sister associations were Brethren B.P. Pitt from Contentnia, Brethren Q.A. Ward, A. Blalock, B.F. Morton, Horton Blalock and Joseph Wyatt from Country Line, Elder Aaron Davis from White Oak, Elder R.C. Leachman from Corresponding Meeting, with a letter from his meeting, Elder Aldridge Parton, Brethren J.C. Barber, James H. Wilson, W. A. Mart and Arthur Thompson from Little River, Elder Eli Bodenhammer from Mayo, files of minutes from Baltimore, Delaware River, Warwick and Abbott Creek Union, Elders R. C. Leachman, Eli Bodenhammer and Aaron Davis preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to visit sister associations were Brethren James Carney and A. B. Baines to Contentnia, Elders John H. Daniel and John W. Purvis to White Oak, Elders John H. Daniel, William A. Ross, William Whitaker and C. B. Hassel and Brethren B. Fleming and B. Bennett to Country Line, Elders John H. Daniel, William A. Ross, Russell Tucker and William B. Perry to Little River, files of minutes to Abbott Creek Union, Fisher River, Mayo, Baltimore, Delaware River, Warwick and Corresponding Virginia. 800 copies of minutes were printed. 1867. The association was held at Conahoe, Martin County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder Eli Bodenhammer. Elder C.B. Hassel was chosen moderator, Brother J.D. Biggs clerk, Elder R.D. Hart and Brother Bryant Bennett assistant clerks. Letters from 29 churches were received, showing 47 baptized. Total membership 1,182. Ordained ministers, 23. Licentiates, 7. Whole number of churches, 38. Corresponding messengers from sister associations were as follows, viz. Elder James H. Sasser from Little River, Elder David R. Moore and Brethren B. F. Morton and William H. Gordon from Country Line, Brethren B. P. Pitt, Noah Adams and R. R. Dupree from Contentnia, Elder G. Beebe from Baltimore and Warwick, Elder P. H. Hartwell from Delaware River, Elder Eli Bodenhammer from Mayo, a file of minutes from Delaware, Elders Beebe and Hartwell preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to visit sister associations were Elders John H. Daniel and William F. Bell, with letter, to Contentnia. Elder John H. Daniel, with letter to White Oak. Elders R. D. Hart, Russell Tucker and John H. Daniel to Country Line. Elder C. B. Hassel to Salisbury. Elder C. B. Hassel and Brethren Joseph D. Biggs, Archibald Statton and William Harris to Baltimore, Delaware, Delaware River and Warwick. Files of minutes to Abbott Creek Union, Fisher River, Mayo and Corresponding Virginia. 1,000 minutes were printed. 1868. The association convened with the church at Great Swamp, Pitt County. The introductory sermon was preached by Elder P. Hartwell. Elder C.B. Hassel was chosen moderator, Brother J.D. Biggs clerk, Elder R.D. Hart and Brother Bryant Bennett assistant clerks. Letters from 34 churches were received, showing 72 baptisms and 1,196 inches fellowship. Ordained ministers, 24. Licentiates, 9. Messengers received from sister associations were Elder Pardon, with minutes, from Little River, Brother A. C. Howard from Country Line, Elders Noah Adams, Archibald Jones, Thomas Goodwin, Josiah Nelson, Brethren B. P. Pitt, John Smith, C. C. Bland, James McDaniel, R.R. Dupree and Benjamin Smith from Contentnia. Elder P. Hartwell, with minutes, from Baltimore, Delaware, Delaware River, Warwick and Salisbury. Minutes from Mayo and corresponding Virginia. Elders P. Hartwell and A. Pardon preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to sister associations were Elders John W. Purvis, John H. Daniel, C.B. Hessel, Russell Tucker, Brethren A.B. Baines, S.T. Price, Jethro Edwards and Edward Cobb to Contentnia. Elder J.H. Daniel to White Oak. Elders John W. Purvis, John H. Daniel, Brethren R.H. Harris, S.T. Price and A.B. Baines to Country Line. Elder C.B. Hessel, Russell Tucker and William A. Ross to Little River. Elders R.D. Hart and Flender Hartwell to Baltimore, Delaware, Delaware River and Warwick. Minutes to Abbott Creek Union, Fisher River, Mayo and corresponding associations. The association agreed to correspond by minutes with the following associations in Georgia and request correspondence from them, viz. Ottawa, in Macon County, Okmulgee, in Newton County, and Etchecony, Wilkinson County. The name of the church at Scuppernong was dropped from the minutes, and her few remaining members were advised to unite with some other church of the same faith and order. 1869. The association met at Flat Swamp, Martin County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder Silas H. Durand, of Kemmling Association, Pennsylvania. Elder C.B. Hassel was chosen moderator, Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, Elders R.D. Hart and Brother Brian Bennett assistant clerks. Letters from 36 churches showed 140 to have been baptized, total in fellowship 1,251. Ordained ministers, 23. Licentiates, 9. Number of churches in all, 37. Corresponding messengers from sister associations were Elders A.N. Hall and David Moore from the Country Line. Brethren William A. Might and E. Stewart, Elder Noah Adams, Brethren B.P. Pitt and R.R. Dupree from Contentnia. Minutes from Salisbury, corresponding, Delaware River, Warwick, Delaware and Baltimore were presented by Elders P. Hartwell and S.H. Durand. Minutes were also received from the Upatowai and Okmulgee, of Georgia, and Abbott Creek Union, of North Carolina. Elders Hall, Hartwell and Durand preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to visit sister associations were as follows, viz. Elders John H. Daniel, William A. Ross, R.D. Hart, A.N. Hall, David Moore and Brother Stephen W. Outerbridge to Contentnia. Elders John H. Daniel and John W. Purvis and Brother James Carney to White Oak. Elders J.W. Purvis, J.H. Daniel, William A. Ross, C.B. Hessel, Russell Tucker, Brethren James Carney and R.H. Harris to Country Line. Elders William Reynolds, Russell Tucker and John H. Daniel to Little River. Elders P. Hartwell and S.H. Durand to Salisbury. Elders Hartwell, Durand, C.B. Hessel and Brother Asa Biggs to Baltimore. Elders C.B. Hessel, P. Hartwell and S.H. Durand to Delaware. Elders C.B. Hessel, P. Hartwell and S.H. Durand to Delaware River. Elders C.B. Hessel, P. Hartwell and S.H. Durand to Warwick. Minutes to the following, viz. Abbott Creek Union, Fisher River, Mayo. Corresponding, Upatowai, Etchecony and Primitive Ebenezer. The following named brethren in the ministry agreed to visit the South Key Church in Southampton County, Virginia, during the year, one in each month, viz. C.B. Hessel, John W. Purvis, William Reynolds, William A. Ross, J.H. Daniel, R.D. Hart, Clayton Moore, David House and R.W. Peacock. 2,000 minutes were ordered to be printed this year. The moderator was requested to prepare a corresponding letter to be attached to the minutes. Elder Clayton Moore was requested to write a biography of Elder William B. Perry and have it attached to the minutes 1870. The association was held at Deep Creek, Halifax County. The introductory discourse was delivered by Elder C.B. Hassell. Elder Hassell was chosen moderator, Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, Elder R.D. Hart and Brother Brian Bennett assistant clerks. Letters from 35 churches represented 149 to have been baptized, total 1,359. Whole number of churches were 37. Ordained ministers, 25. Licentiates, 7. Corresponding messengers received from sister associations were Elder Q. A. Ward and Brethren Hastings Blalock, F. Ellis, A. Blalock, Ellis Morton, J. G. Kennedy and J. L. Money from Country Line. Elder A. Pardon, with letter and file of minutes, from Little River. Brethren B. P. Pitt, R. D. Dupree and C. S. McDaniel from Contentnia. Elder Eli Bodenhammer from the Mail. Minutes from Salisbury, Warwick, Baltimore and Delaware Associations, through Elder Hassell. Minutes from the Opotowa, Georgia through Elder J. H. Daniel. Minutes from the Delaware River Association presented by Brother A. S. Cook. Elder A. St. John from the Kemung Association. Elders St. John, Bodenhammer and P. D. Gold preached on Sunday. Messengers to sister associations were appointed as follows, viz. Elders John W. Purvis, P. D. Gold, William A. Ross, J. H. Daniel and Brethren James Carney, Thomas O. Airy, A. B. Baines, William Thigpen and S. W. Outerbridge to Contentnia. Elder R. D. Hart to White Oak. Elders John H. Daniel, P. D. Gold, William A. Ross, David House and William F. Bell, and Brethren James Carney, Thomas O. Airy, R. M. Harris and William Warren to Country Line. Elders J. W. Purvis, J. H. Daniel and Russell Tucker, Brethren A. B. Baines and James Carney to Little River. Elders R. D. Hart and P. D. Gold and Brother A. S. Cook to Salisbury. Elders R. D. Hart and P. D. Gold and Brother A. S. Cook to Baltimore. Elders R. D. Hart, P. D. Gold and Brother A. S. Cook to Delaware. Elders R. D. Hart, P. D. Gold and Brother A. S. Cook to Delaware River, and the same three persons to Warwick, Kemung and Conference of Western New York. Minutes to Abbott Creek Union Fisher River, Mayo, corresponding, Opotowai, Okmulgee, Etchecanee and Primitive Ebenezer. The following named ministers agreed to visit the South Key Church, alternately, during the coming year, viz. C.B. Hassell, John W. Purvis, William A. Ross, Henry Peel, Levi Rogerson, J.H. Daniel, W.F. Bell, Clayton Moore, David House, R.D. Hart, L.B. Bennett and Lawrence Whitehead. Elder N.H. Harrison was appointed to prepare a biography of Elder R. Peacock and submit to next association. Elder R.D. Hart was requested to write a corresponding letter, which was done and approved, and ordered to be attached to the minutes. 2,000 copies of the minutes were ordered to be printed. 1871. The association was held at Lawrence, Edgecombe County. Elder C.B. Hassell delivered the introductory discourse. He was then chosen moderator, Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, Elder Robert D. Hart and Brother Brian Bennett assistant clerks. Letters from 33 churches were received. 98 were baptized, and the number in fellowship was 1,335. Whole number of churches, 37. Ordained ministers, 26. Licentiates, 11. Messengers received from sister associations were Elder Q. A. Ward and Brethren C. A. Howard and J. G. Kennedy from Country Line. Elder B. P. Pitt and Brethren R. D. Dupree, James S. Woodward and A. J. Moore from the Contentnia. Brethren Jesse Brown and Joseph Barber from Little River. Minutes from Baltimore, Delaware River, Warwick, Chemung, Western Conference, Abbot Creek Union and Mayo Associations. Elders Ward, Bodenhammer and Gold preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to visit sister associations were Elders John W. Purvis, Thomas O. Airy and D.W. Topping and Brethren James Carney and William Thigpen to Contentnia. Elders P.D. Gold, D.W. Topping, N.H. Harrison, Clayton Moore and Brother R.H. Harris to Country Line. Elders R.D. Hart, William F. Bell and P.D. Gold to Little River. Elder C.B. Hassel to Baltimore, Delaware, Delaware River, Warwick, Chemung and Western Conference. Minutes to Salisbury, Abbot Creek Union, Fisher River, Mayo, corresponding, Upotawai, Okmulgee, Etchecanee and Primitive Ebenezer. The question submitted by the church at Jamesville, viz., whether colored members should be dismissed to from churches of their own color, to which all of them might become attached, or remain as they were with the white members, came up for discussion, and was finally referred to the churches to consider and report to the next association. 1873. The association was held at Crossroads, Edgecombe County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder Clayton Moore. Elder C.B. Hassel was chosen moderator, Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, and Brethren Brian Bennett and A.B. Baines assistant clerks. Letter from 35 churches were handed in and read. 126 baptized. Total membership, 1,398. Churches altogether, 37. Ordained ministers, 26. Licentiates, 4. Messengers from sister associations were Elders B.P. Pitt, P.D. Gold and S. Payton Brethren James S. Woodard, A.J. Moore, B.C. Pitt, R.R. Dupree, C.C. Bland, John H. Smith, S.D. Proctor and D.C. Mercer from Contentnia. Elders James S. Dalmiron, D.R. Moore and Q.A. Ward and Brother James Harris from Country Line. Elder Aaron Davis and Brethren Job Smith and J.C. Hewitt from White Oak. Elder J.E. Adams and Brother William Hilliard from Little River. Elder A. St. John from Chemung and Western Conference. Elder William J. Purington from Delaware River. Brother Owen Smith from Union Association, Georgia, was present. Minutes from Warwick, Salisbury, Delaware, Baltimore and corresponding. The appointment of a committee of arrangements the year before was confirmed at this session. Elders Bodenhammer, St. John and Purington preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to sister associations were Elders J.W. Purvis, W.A. Ross and Brethren S.W. Outerbridge, Asa Biggs, A.B. Baines and William Hodges to Contentnia. Elders Thomas O. Airy, D.W. Toppings, and Brethren Archibald Statton, William Hodges and Nathan Pitt to Country Line. Elders John W. Purvis, William A. Ross, John L. Ross, Russell Tucker and Brethren A.B. Baines and C.J. Walker to Little River. Elders L.I. Bodenhammer, A. St. John and William J. Purington to Baltimore, Delaware River, Warwick, Chemung and Western Conference. Minutes to Abbot Creek Union, Fisher River, Mayo, corresponding, Upotawai, Okmulgee, Etchecanee, Primitive Ebenezer and Union in Georgia. Elders A. St. John and D.W. Topping and Brother Archibald Statton to White Oak. The question proposed by the church at Jamesville last year was discussed, and on hearing from the churches on the subject, the association decided that the colored people should remain as they are. 2,500 copies of minutes were ordered to be printed. This association was held about 8 miles east of Tarboro, and the number of persons assembled on the occasion were supposed to be at the least calculation 10,000. Some good judges estimated them at 13,000. It was probably the largest gathering ever seen at a session of the Khaki Association before or since 1874. The association was held at the Falls of Tar River, Nash County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder C.B. Hassell. Elder C.B. Hassell was chosen moderator, Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, and Brethren Bryant Bennett and A.B. Baines assistant clerks. Letters were received from 33 churches, 229 baptized, 1,563 inches fellowship, number of churches 38, ordained ministers 30, licentiates 4. A church at Hickory Rock, Franklin County, was received a member of the association on petition, the moderator giving their messengers, Brethren L. Bartholomew and W. B. Uzel, the right head of fellowship. Another at Castalia, Nash County, was also received into the connection, the right head of fellowship being given their messengers, Brethren Samuel Lancaster and Joseph Harper. Corresponding messengers from sister associations were Elder Aaron Davis from White Oak, Elders A. N. Hall, D. R. Moore, James A. Birch and James S. Dalmiron and Brethren Blalock and Gilliam from Country Line, Elders P. D. Gold, A. J. Moore, William Woodard, B. C. Pitt and Brethren James S. Woodard, Hines Proctor, Dupree, Thorne, Griffin, Fred, Broswell, Hill, Powell and Jackson from Contentnia, Elder Joseph E. Adams and Brethren Seth Woodall, L. D. Bailey, Robert Hatcher, Bennett Bullock and J. D. Smith from Little River, Elder Eli Bodenhammer from Abbott Creek Union, Elder P. Hartwell and Brother J. T. Blackwell from Delaware River. Minutes from Warwick, corresponding Kevin, Delaware, Baltimore, Salisbury and Mayo. Elders L. I. Bodenhammer, P. Hartwell and A. N. Hall preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to visit sister associations were Elders A. H. Harrison and Aaron Davis to Contentnia, Elder William Warren and Brethren J. W. Andrews and Richard Alsbrook to White Oak, Elder C. B. Hassell, William A. Ross, David House, Thomas O. Airy and William F. Bell to Country Line, Elder James S. Dalmiron and Brother Asa Biggs to Baltimore, Delaware, Delaware River, Warwick, Kemmung and Western Conference, Brother Asa Biggs to Salisbury. Minutes to Abbott Creek Union, Fisher River, Mayo, corresponding, Upottawi, Okmulgee, Etchecony, Primitive Ebenezer, Union Stone River and Cumberland. Elder Sylvester Hassell was appointed to write a corresponding letter to be attached to the minutes. The question submitted to the churches in regard to changing the time for the meeting of the association was responded to. And it appearing that no change was desired, it was resolved that the body meet as heretofore, on Saturday before the first Sunday in October. 2,000 copies of minutes were ordered to be printed. 1875. The 110th session of the association was held with the church at Williams Meeting House, Edgecombe County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder C.B. Hassell, who was chosen moderator, Brother J.D. Biggs clerk, and Brethren Bryant Bennett and S.W. Outerbridge assistant clerks. Letters from 36 churches were received and read. 185 had been baptized. Total membership, 1,707. Whole number of churches, 39. Ordained ministers, 29. Licentiates, 4. Corresponding messengers received from sister associations were Elders James S. Dalmiron, J. A. Birch, Brethren J. G. Kennedy, W. E. Bullock, J. B. Green and J. W. Gilliam from Country Line, Elder Aldridge Parton from Little River, Elders B. P. Pitt, Andrew J. Moore, James S. Woodard, William Woodard, B. C. Pitt, P. D. Gold, Brethren R. Dupree, W. R. Wiggins, William Dupree, William Barnes, C.B. Killebrew, W.W. Flowers, E.O. Turner, A.W. Jackson and Jesse Broswell from Contentnia. Elders Aaron Davis, James Cavanaugh, Brethren Spicer Paget and Riley Jones from White Oak. Minutes from Delaware River, Baltimore, Delaware, corresponding, Kemen, Warwick and Mayo. Letter from Akmalji, through Elder Gold. Elders James S. Dalmiron, Sylvester Hassel, P.D. Gold and James S. Woodard preached on Sunday. Messengers appointed to sister associations were as follows, viz. Elders Clayton Moore, William A. Ross, David House, Brethren William Thigpen, William A. Thigpen, S.W. Outerbridge and George D. Robertson to Contentnia. Elders J.W. Purvis, P.D. Gold, J.A. Birch and Brother J.W. Bass to White Oak. Elders William A. Ross, Clayton Moore and C.B. Hessel to Country Line. Elder Thomas O. Airy, Brethren C.J. Johnson and William B. Uzel to Little River. Minutes to the following associations viz. Baltimore, Delaware, Delaware River, Warwick, Kemen, Western Conference, Salisbury, Abbott Creek Union, Fisher River, Mayo, corresponding, Upottawi, Okmulgee, Etchecony, Primitive Ebenezer, Union, Stone River and Cumberland. In regard to the contemplated history of the association, the following resolution was adopted, resolved, as the judgment of this association, it is desirable to continue the history of this body. Therefore the moderator and clerk, Elder Clayton Moore, and Brethren William Thigpen and Asa Biggs, be appointed a committee to inquire and report at the next association fully in regard to the publication of a history. Brother Asa Biggs was requested to write a letter of correspondence to be attached to the minutes. Elder C.B. Hassel was requested to write a biography of Elder William Whitaker, and present to the next association. 2,000 copies of minutes were ordered to be printed. 1876. The association convened with the church at Bethel Meeting House, Matamuskeet Lake, Hyde County. The introductory sermon was preached by Elder William A. Ross. Elder C.B. Hassel was chosen moderator, and Brother J.D. Biggs clerk, who called to his assistance Brethren Bryant Bennett and S.W. Outerbridge. Letters were received from 36 churches. Baptized, 174. Total membership, 1794. Whole number of churches, 39. Ordained ministers, 28. Licentiates, 3. Corresponding messengers from sister associations were Elder James S. Dalmiron from Country Line. Elders B.P. Pitt, William Woodard, P.D. Gold, John R. Rowe, Brethren Hyman, Beachman, C.B. Killebrew, J.G. Sadler, Benjamin Cowper, Josiah Daniel, William Volliver and J.L. Goodwin from Contentnia. Elder B.H. Wooten from White Oak. Minutes from the following associations, viz. Abbott Creek Union, Kemen, Delaware River, Delaware, Warwick, corresponding, Baltimore, Salisbury, Okmulgee and Upottawi. The following report on the subject of the contemplated history of the association was received and read, and the following committee appointed to report in full on Monday of the sitting viz. Elder Clayton Moore and Brethren William Thigpen and Asa Biggs, to the Khaki Association, now in session with the church at South Matamuskeet. Your committee appointed at the last session of your body to examine into and report on the practicability of republishing, or bringing up, the history of said association to the present date, etc., and obtaining such necessary material and helps as they possibly could. Beg leave to report that they have had a meeting on the subject and fully discussed the matter, and that as a result of said consultation they have come to the following conclusions. That the association owes it as a debt of moral and Christian obligation to the young membership of the churches composing her body, to their children and to the rising generation, to publish a history of some 500 pages, giving an abridged but faithful and impartial historical account, reaching as far back into the past as reliable history casts its light, of the faith and government or discipline of the Baptist Church, especially that body of them known as Articular in England, who composed and constituted the Philadelphia, Charleston and Khaki Associations in the United States, before the Revolution which severed the colonies from the mother country. From thence, giving a sketch of the Khaki Association down to the great division that took place in the churches composing its body, etc. And here give a faithful, impartial and unpartisan account of the true causes that produced those unhappy division, viz., change in doctrine and practice, Fullerism, Missionism, and then follow the footprints of old Mother Khaki down to the present time. They do believe such a work is greatly needed, and therefore unanimously agree to most respectfully recommend to the association its publication. Signed, Clayton Moore, Indiana, behalf of the committee. The committee appointed on Saturday in regard to the history reported on Monday as follows, viz. The committee to whom was referred the report of the committee appointed at the last session of this association, in reference to the publication of a history, have had the matter under consideration and beg leave to report. We conclude it is very desirable to have an authentic history of the Baptists as early as practicable, from the earliest period. And as preliminary thereto, it was necessary to obtain the consent of some prominent person to prepare said history. Upon conference with Elder C. B. Hessel, the moderator of this association for about 20 years, he has consented to prepare such a history, if suitable arrangements can be made by which he can obtain a fair and reasonable compensation for the labor and time necessary to prepare such a history, which will probably require 1 or 2 years before it can be published. Your committee recommend that Elder Hassel be requested and authorized to commence the preparation of the history, and to provide for the expenses of such preparation and the publication thereof. The clerk of this association be authorized to have printed suitable subscription papers, 500 inches number, to be distributed to the clerks of all the churches of this association and of all the primitive Baptist associations of the state, proposing to publish a book not exceeding 600 pages, for the sum of not exceeding $2 per copy, with the probability that it may not exceed $1.50, which will be dependent to some extent on the number of subscriptions obtained. If the publication can be secured at the last named sum, it being the object of your committee that the book may be furnished to all who desire it at the mere cost of the preparation and publication, and that said subscription papers, in addition to naming number of copies proposed to be taken, shall have a column in which each subscriber may state the amount he is willing to contribute in cash to secure the publication. And we further recommend that the clerk of this association have suitable notices inserted in Ion Landmark Ions of the Times Remitive Baptist Aptist Watchman and Remitive Pathway giving public information of the proposed publication, and requesting anyone desiring a copy to give notice to him. We would recommend that all the subscription papers so distributed be returned to the clerk on or before the 1st of September, 1877. And that the clerk report his action to the next session of this association, with all the information in his power on the subject. All of which is respectfully submitted, signed Asa Biggs, William Thigpen, Committee Clayton Moore. This report was accepted by the association and its recommendations agreed to. Elders James S. Dalmiron, William Woodward, P. D. Gold and C. B. Hessel preached on Sunday. Corresponding messengers appointed to visit sister associations were as follows, viz. Elders William A. Ross, Russell Tucker, Brethren J. J. Barnes, E. Taylor and William Thigpen to Contentnia. Elder R. H. Harris to White Oak. Elders J. L. Ross, William F. Bell, C. B. Hessel, Brethren William Hodges, SW Outer Bridge and JC Horb to Country Line. Elder PD Gold to Little River. Minutes to the following associations: Viz Baltimore, Delaware, Delaware River, Warwick, Chemung, Western Conference, Abbott Creek Union, Fisher River, Mayo, Corresponding, Up Ottawa, Okmulgee, Etchecony, Primitive Ebenezer, Union, Stone River and Cumberland. 2,000 copies of minutes were ordered to be printed. 1877. The association met at Peachtree, Franklin County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder C.B. Hessel, and the meeting was organized by appointing him moderator, and Brother J.D. Biggs clerk, who called to his assistants Brethren Bryant Bennett and S.W. Outerbridge. Letters from 32 churches were received, showing 141 to have been baptized during the past associational year, and the whole membership to be 1,907. Whole number of churches, 39. Ordained ministers, 26. Licentiates, 8. Messengers received from sister associations were as follows: Viz Elder F. A. Chick from Baltimore, with a file of minutes. Elders J. S. Dalmiron and Alfred Blalock from Country Line, with a file of minutes. Brethren J. B. Smith and Bennett Bullock from Black Creek, a young association, with a file of minutes, requesting correspondence. Elders J. S. Woodard, William Woodard, P. D. Gold, A. J. Moore, B. P. Pitt, and Brethren C. B. Killebrew, Lewis Broswell and Isaac Farmer from Contentnia, with minutes. Elders B. H. Wooten and Isaac Jones from the White Oak, with minutes. Brethren G. B. Powell, Drury Pardon and A. J. Lowry from the Little River, with minutes. A letter was received from the Okmulgee Association, GA, with a file of minutes for 1876. Minutes were received from Delaware River, Up Ottawa, Fisher River and Etchecony for 1876. Abbott Creek Union, Chemung, Warwick, Delaware, Salisbury and Etchecony for 1877. Brother Asa Biggs was appointed to write a letter of correspondence to be attached to the minutes. Brother S. W. Outerbridge was appointed to write to the Contentnia, and Brother M. T. Lawrence to write to the White Oak. A biography of Elder John Stapper was handed in, read and approved, and ordered to be attached to the minutes. Elder C. B. Hessel, historian, made the following report: the undersigned, having agreed to prepare a history of the Khaki Association, at its session in 1876, begs leave to report that he has made slow progress in the prosecution of the undertaking. Most of his time last winter was taken up in the perusal of works bearing on the subject. During the past spring and summer he has devoted what time he could spare from other engagements to writing. And when what has been written and referred to is copied, so as to be in order for the press, there will be about 300 pages in the manuscript. This, it is supposed, will not be over one-third the number of pages in all. And if no more rapid progress is made hereafter than has been heretofore, 2 years will elapse from this time before the work is ready for the press. The work is expected to embrace: 1. A history of the church in all ages. 2. A history of the Khaki Association. 3. Causes and history of the great division among Baptists within the present century. 4. Statistics of Baptists in the United States and Canada at the completion of the work. Signed, C.B. Hessel. Brother J.D. Biggs, clerk, reported about 1,088 copies of the work subscribed for, and $364.10 in his contributions to ensure the forthcoming of the work, if he rightly understood the intention of the contributors. And he was requested to send out additional subscription papers for the work. Elders James S. Woodard, F. A. Chick and P. D. Gold preached on Sunday. Elder B. H. Wooten opened the services. The clerk was requested to write and forward a letter, with file of minutes, to the Ophthalmology Association. Brother S. W. Outerbridge, by request, prepared a letter to the Contentnia Association, and Brother M. T. Lawrence prepared one to the White Oak. Brethren appointed messengers to sister associations were as follows, viz. Elders William A. Ross, R. H. Harris, Brethren Edmund Sykes, William Hodges, William G. Willis, William B. Uzel, William Faithful and Stanley Overton to Country Line. Brethren W. C. Trevithan and J. J. Barnes to Little River. Elders William A. Ross and John L. Ross to Black Creek. Minutes were ordered to be sent to the following associations. Baltimore, Delaware, Delaware River, Warwick, Kemmon, Western Conference, Stone River, Cumberland, Abbott Creek Union, Fisher River, Mayo, corresponding Virginia, Upottawi, Etchecony, Primitive Ebenezer and Union. 2,000 copies of the minutes were ordered to be printed. 1878. The association was held with the church at Kiaki, Halifax County. The introductory sermon was delivered by Elder C. B. Hessel. He was then chosen moderator, Brother Joseph E. Biggs clerk, Brethren Bryant Bennett and S. W. Outerbridge assistant clerks. Letters from 38 out of the 39 churches were read, which showed baptisms to have been 183. And the number in fellowship 1,982. Ordained ministers, 28. Licentiates, 9. Brethren J. H. Pitman and A. B. Baines were appointed a committee on finance. Corresponding brethren from sister associations were as follows, viz. Elders Dalmiron, Moore and Kennedy from Country Line, with minutes. Elders A. J. Moore, J. S. Woodard, P. D. Gold, B. C. Pitt, B. P. Pitt, Brethren Killebrew, Warren Woodard and Jesse Broswell from the Contentnia, with minutes. Elder J. S. Collins from Mud Creek, Alabama. Elder J. D. Scott, with minutes, from Black Creek. Letter and file of minutes from Ocmulgee, Georgia. Elders Wooten and Jones from White Oak, with minutes. Elder William M. Smoot from corresponding Virginia, files of minutes from Mayo Fisher River, Kemmon, Baltimore, Delaware, Delaware River, Warwick, Salisbury and Upottawi. Letter and file of minutes from Little River. Elder S. J. Lackey and A. J. Castle from Smith River. Brother Stephen W. Outerbridge was appointed to write the corresponding letter. Elder Clayton Moore was appointed to write a letter to the Contentnia Association. Brother J. H. Pitman to the White Oak. And Brother George W. Robertson to the Black Creek. Elders William M. Smoot, James S. Dalmiron, J. S. Collins and Pleasant D. Gold preached on Sunday. Elders R. D. Moore, P. Snyder, Castle and Wooten also preached during the meeting. Messengers appointed to sister associations were as follows, viz. Elders William A. Ross, J. W. Johnson, Brethren R. Alsbrooks, W. E. Green, J. H. Pippin, S. W. Outerbridge, N. Cutchin, M. D. Alsbrooks, J. H. Howard, William Hodges, William Faithful, W. Trevithan, W. B. White and B. I. Alsbrooks to Contentnia. Elder P. D. Gold and Brother M. T. Lawrence to White Oak. Elders W. A. Ross, David House and R. H. Harris to Black Creek. Joseph E. Adams to Abbott Creek Union. Elders William A. Ross, J. E. Adams, Clayton Moore, David House and Brethren J. E. Moore and S. W. Outerbridge to Country Line. Elder J. E. Adams and Brethren W. Trevithan and W. E. Green to Little River. Minutes were ordered to be sent to the following associations, viz. Baltimore, Delaware, Delaware River, Warwick, Kemmon, Western Conference, Stone River, Cumberland, Fisher River, Mayo, corresponding, Upottawi, Etchecony, Primitive Ebenezer and Union. Elder Clayton Moore was appointed to write a letter to the Ophthalmology Association, Georgia, to be sent with a file of minutes. Elder C.B. Hassel made the following report on the history. The undersigned, who was requested to prepare a history of the Khaki Association, edit session in 1876, begs leave to report that he has completed the history proper of said association from its origin to the present time. But there is yet to be added a few articles on different subjects. Also a separate history of all the churches composing the body. Then a statistical table of all the associations in America. And lastly a history of the church in all ages from the fall of man to the present period. This will require at least another year to arrange, and the undersigned craves further indulgence. Respectfully submitted. Signed, C.B. Hassel. We again quote from the minutes. Our clerk, Brother Joseph D. Biggs, reported about 1,450 copies of the history subscribed for up to the present time. And this number not being thought sufficient by the association to justify the printing of the work, he was requested to send out with the minutes additional subscription papers to the churches of our own association and all the associations with which we are in correspondence. Resolved, that we call the special attention of our brethren, composing the churches of this association and the various associations with which we are in correspondence, as well as all the associations of our faith and order in the United States, to the history of the church in general, and our association in particular, that we have now in progress of preparation, and earnestly invite their cooperation in obtaining additional subscriptions for the work. We hope it will be ready for the press in about 1 year from this time, but think we shall need subscriptions for about 3,000 copies before it is put to press. This was the 113th session of the association, and Elder Hassel prefaced his introductory sermon with a short sketch of her history from her origin to the present session, and particularly from 1827 onward, showing the goodness and tender mercy of a covenant-keeping God toward this body of Christians from generation to generation, and especially the peace and prosperity that had attended her since the entire renunciation of all the man-made missionary operations of this 19th century. With the church at Khaki, the association was formed in 1765. With this church in 1827, the association renounced fellowship with human institutions as aids to the Church of God. With this church, the centennial meeting of the association was held in 1865. And with this church, its session was held in 1878. This church was in a prosperous condition in 1878, and stood highly honored among her sister churches as at the beginning. 1879, the history of the Khaki Association for 1879, 1880, 1881. 1882, 1883, 1884 and 1885 was written by Elder Sylvester Hassel. The association met with the church at Spring Green, in Martin County. Elder Russell Tucker preached the introductory sermon from Romans 9. Elder C.B. Hassel was chosen moderator, Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, Brethren Bryant Bennett and Stephen W. Outerbridge assistant clerks. Elders T.K. Persley and James S. Dalmiron preached on Saturday. Elders S.H. Durand, F.A. Chick and Gilbert Beebe on Sunday. And Elder S.H. Durand, followed in a brief way by Elders Persley, Gold, Moore, Rowe, Pardon, Dalmiron, Taylor and Chick, on Monday. The following committees were appointed on arrangements for preaching: Elder C.B. Hassel, Brethren Joseph D. Biggs, S.W. Outerbridge and George D. Robertson. On Finance, Brethren A.B. Baines and J.H. Pippin. Letters from 37 churches were received and read. Two churches were admitted into the association: Lebanon, on East Lake, Dare County, by their messengers, Elder J.D. Wicker and Brother Daniel Johnson, reporting 17 members. And Hopeland, Nash County, by their messengers, Brethren N.K. Pippin and J.H. Pippin, reporting 10 members. The following correspondence was received from Warwick Association, Elders Gilbert Beebe and S.H. Durand, with minutes. From Kemmung, Elder S.H. Durand, with minutes. From Upottawi, a letter through Elder S.H. Durand. From White Oak, Elders B.H. Wooten and Isaac Jones, with minutes. From Contentnia, Elders P.D. Gold, A.J. Moore, William Woodard, Joshua T. Rowe and L.H. Hardy, and Brethren Warren Woodard, J.T. Lewis, C.B. Killebrew, Howell Joyner, G.T. Daniel, with minutes, from Harmony Ga. Elder T.K. Persley. From Black Creek, Brethren J.B. Smith and B.A. Scott, with minutes. From Little River, Elder A. Parting, with minutes. From Country Line, Elder James S. Dalmiron, with minutes. From Mountain, Elder B. E. Caudill. From Center District, Elder A. J. Taylor. From Delaware, Delaware River, corresponding Virginia, Salisbury, Abbott Creek, Fisher River and Okmulgee, minutes. From Baltimore, Elder F. A. Chick, with minutes. Elder Clayton Moore was appointed to write a letter of correspondence to sister associations, to be attached to the minutes. Brother M. T. Lawrence to write a letter to the Contentnia. Brother A. B. Baines to the White Oak. And Brother John S. Reeves to the Black Creek associations. The messengers appointed to visit the associations were, to the Contentnia, Elders William A. Ross, J. W. Johnson and Brethren William C. Trevithan, A. B. Baines, S. W. Outerbridge, J. H. Pippin and William Thigpen. To the White Oak, Brethren M. T. Lawrence Frederick Whitehead, William Jenkins and Leonidas Fleming. To the Black Creek, Elders William A. Ross, John W. Purvis, Russell Tucker, and Brethren J. H. Pippin, A. B. Baines and E. Sykes. To Country Line, Elders Clayton Moore, R. H. Harris, J. E. Adams, and Brethren L. Bartholomew, William Faithful and William C. Trevithan. To Little River, Elder J. E. Adams. To Abbott Creek Union, Elder J. E. Adams. To Baltimore, Delaware, Delaware River, Warwick, Kemmung, Western Conference, corresponding Virginia and Salisbury, Elders Gilbert Beebe, S. H. Durand and F. A. Chick. Minutes were ordered to be sent to the above associations, and also to the following, Mountain, Center District, Fisher River, Mayo, Upottawi, Etchecony, Primitive Ebenezer and Union. Brethren in the ministry agreed to visit South Key Church during the ensuing year. Elder C. B. Hassel reported that he had still to write the general church history from the creation to the present time, and that he supposed it would take him 6 months, with the permission of Providence, to accomplish this task. No one who has not himself written a careful and conscientious history of thousands of years has any adequate idea of the enormous labor of such an undertaking. Both my father and myself were greatly mistaken, both before and after beginning the preparation of this work, as to the time that would be required for its completion. As fewer than 2,000 copies had been subscribed for, it was ordered that paper should be sent out to request further subscriptions. At this time the Khaki Association contained 41 churches and 2,067 members, 25 ministers and 10 licentiates. During the year there had been 161 baptisms. 2,000 copies of the minutes were ordered to be printed, and $15 to be allowed the clerk for his services. 1880. The association convened with the church at Moradoc, in Washington County. Elder Sylvester Hassel preached the introductory sermon from John E. 6. He was chosen moderator, Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, and Brethren Bryant Bennett and S. W. Outerbridge assistant clerks. The moderator and clerk and elders N.H. Harrison and Joseph E. Adams were appointed a committee on arrangements for preaching, and Brethren A.B. Baines and J.H. Pippin on finance. Elders John S. Brinson and A.L. Moore preached on Saturday. Elders P.G. Lester, F.A. Chick and J.S. Dalmiron on Sunday. And Elders P.D. Gold, John D. Scott and F.A. Chick on Monday. Letters from 36 churches were received and read. The following correspondence was received, from Okmulgee Association, a letter and minutes. From Little River, a letter and minutes. From Abbott Creek Union, Mayo, Fisher River, Kemmel, Warwick, Delaware, Delaware River and Salisbury, minutes. From Black Creek, Elder J. D. Scott and Brethren Jonas Lamb and William S. Ross, with minutes. From the Country Line, Elder J. S. Dalmiron, with minutes. From Baltimore, Elder F. A. Chick, with minutes. From Contentnia, Elders P. D. Gold, John Rowe, Joshua T. Rowe, A. J. Moore and Brethren C. B. Killebrew, G. T. Daniel, John Rowe and L. H. Hardy, with minutes. From White Oak, Elder John S. Brinson, with minutes. From New River, Elder P. G. Lester. Elder M. T. Lawrence was appointed to write a corresponding letter to be attached to the minutes. Elder R. H. Harris to write a letter to Contentnia. Brother J. D. Reeves to White Oak. And Elder G. D. Robertson to Black Creek Associations. The following messengers were appointed to visit sister associations, to Contentnia, Elders William A. Ross, David House and Brother John G. Reeves. To White Oak, Elder S. Hessel. To Black Creek, Elders W. W. Windley, Russell Tucker, William A. Ross and J. E. Adams. To Country Line, Elders S. Hassel, W. W. Windley and J. E. Adams. To Little River, Elder J. E. Adams. To Abbott Creek Union, Elder J. E. Adams. Minutes to be sent to the Baltimore, Delaware, Delaware River, Warwick, Kemmel, Western Conference, corresponding Virginia, Salisbury, Fisher River, Mayo, Upottawi, Etchecony, Primitive Ebenezer, Union, Mountain and Center District. Brethren in the ministry agreed to visit South Key Church during the following year. The clerk reported that there were 2,363 subscribers to the church history. Elder C.B. Hessel, the historian, having departed this life April 11, 1880, his son, Elder Sylvester Hassel, was appointed to complete the work. Number of churches, 41. Members, 2016. Elders, 25. Licentiates, 5. Baptisms, 111. 2,000 copies of minutes printed. 1881. The association met with the church at Smithra Creek, in Martin County. Elder Russell Tucker preached the introductory sermon. Elder S. Hassel was appointed moderator, Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, and Brethren Brian Bennett and S. W. Outerbridge assistant clerks. The moderator and clerk, and Elder Henry Peel and Levi Rogerson, were appointed the Committee of Arrangements on Preaching. And Brethren A.B. Baines, and J.H. Pippin on Finance. Elders David R. Moore and Joshua T. Rowe preached on Saturday. Elders S. Hassel, F.A. Chick and P.D. Gold on Sunday. And Elders D.A. Mewburn and J.S. Dalmiron on Monday. Letters from 34 churches were received and read. The following correspondence was received, from the Okmulgee Association, a letter. From Little River, Kemmel, Warwick, Delaware, Delaware River, Salisbury, New River, Virginia corresponding, Upottawi and Mountain District, minutes. From Black Creek, Brethren D.A. Scott and W.M. Boykin. From Country Line, Elders J.S. Dalmiron and D.R. Moore, with minutes. From Baltimore, Elder F.A. Chick, with minutes. From Contentnia, Elders P. D. Gold, J. R. Rowe, J. T. Rowe, Brethren C. B. Killebrew, G. T. Daniel and John Rowe with minutes. From White Oak, Elder D. A. Mewburn and Brother K. F. Pringle with minutes. Elder G. D. Robertson was appointed to write a corresponding letter to be attached to the minutes. Brother B. L. C. Bryan, a letter to Contentnia. Brother I. W. Bass, to White Oak. And Elder R. H. Harris to the Black Creek Associations. The following messengers were appointed to the Contentnia Association: Elders S. Hassel and W. W. Windley, and Brethren A. B. Baines, W. C. Trevithan, William Hodges, J. H. Pippin and I. W. Bass. To White Oak, Elders P. D. Gold and William E. Bellamy. To Black Creek, Elders W. A. Ross, John L. Ross, J. E. Adams, J. W. Johnson, Brethren W. B. White and A. B. Baines. To Country Line, R. H. Harris, M. T. Lawrence, W. W. Windley and Brother William Hodges. To Little River, Elder J. E. Adams. To Abbott Creek Union, Elder J. E. Adams. To the Baltimore, Delaware, Delaware River, Warwick, Kemmel, Western Conference, corresponding Virginia, Salisbury, Fisher River, Mayo, Etchecony, Primitive Ebenezer, Union, Mountain, Center District and New River Associations, minutes. Ministering brethren agreed to visit South Key Church during the ensuing year. The association instructed Elder S. Hassel to call upon such subscribers to the church history as were willing to prepay the value of the books for which they had subscribed, in order to secure the publication of the work. The number of churches at this time in the association was 41, members, 1,951. Elders 26, licentiates, 7, baptisms during the past year, 65. 2,000 minutes were printed. The minutes of 1881 contain obituary notices of Elder Cushing Biggs Hassel, who died April 11, 1880, who had been moderator of this body 21 years, and whose biography by his son, Elder S. Hassel, published in the minutes, also appears in the appendix to this volume. Elder John William Purvis, who was born August 5, 1811, and died May 20, 1880. Elder C. T. Crank, who was born August 17, 1821, and died September 20, 1880. And Elder Gilbert Beebe of Warwick Association, New York, who was born November 25, 1800, and died May 2, 1881, whose autobiography is appended to this volume. Elder Purvis was baptized in 1851, by Elder Blount Cooper, into the membership of the church at Conahoe, Martin County, of which he remained a member till his death. He was licensed in 1855, and ordained to the ministry in 1860 by Elder C. B. Hassel and William A. Ross. He was an industrious farmer, an honorable man, and a comforting experimental preacher of the word. During the latter part of his life he suffered greatly with dropsy, but he bore his afflictions with a spirit of Christian resignation. Elder Crank joined the church at Elam, in Curragh County, in 1852. Was licensed in 1867, and ordained in 1872. He was an honest and kind-hearted man, delighting to minister to the poor and afflicted, and greatly beloved by all who knew him well. He contended boldly for the faith once delivered to the saints. Elder Gilbert Beebe, of Middletown, N.Y., has had few equals, since the days of the apostles, in natural and spiritual abilities, in bold and faithful defense, both by tongue and pen, of the great fundamental truths of the Scriptures, and in the extensiveness of his ministerial labors. During his long ministry of 63 years he is believed to have preached about 10,000 sermons and traveled about 200,000 miles, set forth, not in the manner of the 19th century, by missionary funds, but in the manner of the first century, by the God of grace and providence, who supplied all his necessities. Thus exhibiting to this materialistic, unbelieving age, a life of divine faith and divine support. In 1832 he founded a semi-monthly periodical called The Signs of the Times, which he continued to issue till his death, and which is still published by his sons, Elder William L. Beebe and Brother Benton L. Beebe, at Middletown, N.Y. In accordance with repeated solicitations, Elder Gilbert Beebe published two volumes of the editorials of The Signs of the Times, and a very highly approved hymn book 1882. The association met with the church at Tarborough, Edgecombe County. Elder S. Hassell preached the introductory discourse from Hebrews X:23-25. He was appointed moderator, Brother Joseph E. Biggs clerk, and Brethren S. W. Outerbridge and William Slade assistant clerks. The following committees were appointed, on arrangement of preaching, the moderator and clerk, and Elder William Warren and Brother James Hodges. And on finance, Brethren A. B. Baines and J. H. Pippin. Elders James S. Dalmiron and William M. Smoot preached on Saturday. Elders F. A. Chick, William J. Purington and William L. Beebe, on Sunday. And Elders P. G. Lester, W. J. Purington and P. D. Gold on Monday. Letters from 36 churches were received and read. The correspondence from sister associations was as follows, from Fisher River, Mountain District, Center District, Up Ottawa, Etchecony, Salisbury, Delaware, Kemmon, Minutes. From Contentnia, Elders P. D. Gold and A. J. Moore and Brethren C. B. Killebrew, William Fly, William Barnes, Samuel H. Thorne and Jesse Broswell, with Minutes, from White Oak, Elder B. H. Wooten, with Minutes. From Black Creek, Brother B. Boswell, with Minutes. From Warwick, Elder William L. Beebe, with Minutes. From Delaware River, Elder W. J. Purington, with Minutes. From Corresponding Virginia, Elder William M. Smoot, with Minutes. From Baltimore, Elder F. A. Chick, with Minutes. From Little River, Brother B. A. Woodall, with Minutes. From New River, Elder P. G. Lester. From Country Line, Elder J. S. Dalmiron, with Minutes. Brother John G. Reeves was appointed to write a corresponding letter to be printed in the Minutes. Elder B. Greenwood to write a letter to the Contentnia. Brother B. I. Alsbrooks to the White Oak. And Elder Joshua T. Rowe to the Black Creek Associations. The following messengers were appointed, to the Contentnia, Elders B. Greenwood, J. S. Dalmiron, F. A. Chick and W. J. Purington. To White Oak, Elders W. T. Lawrence and J. E. Adams. To Black Creek, Elders William A. Ross, R. H. Harris, S. Hassell, and Brethren A. B. Baines, I. W. Bass and N. W. Strickland. To Country Line, Elders R. H. Harris and J. E. Adams and Brethren William Hodges, B. L. C. Bryan and I. W. Bass. To Little River, Elder J. E. Adams. To Abbott Creek Union, Elder J. E. Adams. To Corresponding Virginia, Elders S. Hassell and B. Greenwood and Brother S. W. Outerbridge. To Baltimore, Delaware River, Warwick and Kemmon, Elders S. Hassell and B. Greenwood and Brother J. H. Pippin. To the Western Conference, Salisbury, Fisher River, Mayo, Up Ottawa, Etchecony, Primitive Ebenezer, Union, Mountain District, Center District, New River and Delaware, Minutes. The ministering brethren agreed to visit the South Key Church during the months of the coming year. Elder S. Hassell reported that the sickness in his family and faculty, together with the vastness and difficulty of the work, had made it impossible for him yet to complete the church history in an accurate and reliable manner, but that he hoped to be enabled by divine providence to finish the work during the following year. In the association at this time were 41 churches, 1,930 members, 26 elders, 9 licentiates, 77 baptisms during the year, 2,000 copies of the minutes printed. The minutes of 1882 contained the biography of Elder Clayton Moore, prepared by his son, Brother James E. Moore, of Williamson, N.C. Elder Clayton Moore was born in Martin County, N.C., August 14, 1814, and died at the house of his son, in Williamson, December 27, 1881. He had serious religious impression in early life and experienced, while young, a hope in Christ. In 1840 he was married and joined the Methodists, and was licensed to preach, and began a circuit. But, being a diligent student of the Bible, he became satisfied, before the end of the same year, of the great truths of God's sovereignty and predestination and election, and withdrew from the Methodists, and soon afterwards joined the Primitive Baptist Church at Pico, afterwards removed to Jamesville, of which he became and remained pastor till his death. His worldly business was that of a farmer. He had a clear and profound mind, improved by careful reading and reflection. He thoroughly mastered a few well-chosen books, mainly of a religious and historical character. And he was the earliest and most earnest advocate of the preparation of the present work. On disputed points he liked to read all said by the ablest minds on both sides, and bring all to the test of what he called the straight edge of Bible truth, holding fast that which accorded therewith, and rejecting as wood, hay and stubble all else. He was one of the ablest ministers of the New Testament during the present century, and at times truly eloquent. His utterances were always fresh and instructive, and continued to increase in interest during his extended ministry of more than 40 years. He suffered much during the last few months of his life, but endured his afflictions with great fortitude and patience. As death approached, his faith but strengthened and brightened. He loved to dwell upon the truths of the Scriptures, and the perfect security of all who trust in Christ. On the Sunday before his death he exhorted some of the members of his church to hold fast to the doctrine that he had tried faithfully to preach to them for so long a time, and to dwell in peace and fellowship, and to endeavor to walk in the light of the truth, and to avoid errors of doctrine by which they would surely be surrounded. On Tuesday afternoon, while his strength was fast failing, his son, kneeling by his bedside, asked him if his Christian faith and hope were still as bright and strong as ever, and received the answer, "Oh yes, I know in whom I have trusted." And the dying servant of God began to talk of the reality and certainty of the Christian hope and life beyond this, and continued to talk until his speech became inaudible, his last audible words being the counsel of peace. He then quietly fell asleep in Jesus. 1883. The association met with the church at Flat Swamp, in Martin County. Elder S. Hassel delivered the introductory discourse from Acts of 8-12. He was chosen moderator, Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, and Brother S. W. Outerbridge and Elder M. T. Lawrence assistant clerks. The moderator and clerk, and Brethren J. A. Robertson and D. A. Jenkins were appointed a committee on arrangement of preaching, and Brethren A. B. Baines and J. H. Pippin on finance. Elders D. R. Moore and Y. I. Chandler preached on Saturday. Elders F. A. Chick, P. D. Gold and S. Hassel on Sunday, Elder B. Greenwood closing the exercises. And Elders J. A. Williams, L. H. Hardy and Isaac Jones on Monday. Letters from 38 churches were received and read. The following correspondence was received, from the Acmology Association, a letter. From Mayo, Abbott Creek Union, Mountain District, Little River, Upotowai and Salisbury, Minutes. From White Oak, Elders Isaac Jones, L. H. Hardy and Brother Wiley Jones, with Minutes. From Country Line, Elders D.R. Moore and Y.I. Chandler, with minutes. From the Virginia Corresponding, Elder P.D. Gold, with minutes. From Kevin, Baltimore, Warwick, Delaware and Delaware River, Elder F.A. Chick, with minutes. From Contentnia, Elder P.D. Gold, Brethren C.B. Killebrew, J.A. Williams, William Barnes and H.B. Tucker, with minutes. From Black Creek, Brother W.M. Boykin, with minutes. From Center District, Elder B. Greenwood, with minutes. Elder B. Greenwood was appointed to write a corresponding letter to sister associations, to be printed in the minutes. Brother S. W. Outerbridge to write a letter to White Oak. Elder M. T. Lawrence to Contentnia. And Brother Benjamin I. Alsbrooks to the Black Creek Associations. The following messengers were appointed to the Contentnia Association: Elders M. T. Lawrence, William A. Ross, Albert Cartwright, Brethren John Singleton, W. G. Bailey, John L. Ward, Simon D. Ward, J. A. Robertson and John Peel. To Black Creek, Elders William A. Ross, Russell Tucker, Brethren William Hodges, A. B. Baines, J. H. Pippin, Edward Sykes, J. H. Alsbrooks and William C. Trevithan. To White Oak, Elders M. T. Lawrence and William E. Bellany. To Country Line, Elders R. H. Harris, J. E. Adams, S. Hessel, William A. Ross, Brethren William Hodges and J. B. Vick. To Little River, Elder J. E. Adams. To Abbott Creek Union, Elder J. E. Adams. To Baltimore, Delaware, Delaware River, Warwick and Kevin, Elder Henry Peel. To Corresponding Virginia, Western Conference, Salisbury, Fisher River, Mayo, Upottawi, Etchecony, Primitive Ebenezer, Union, Mountain District, Center District and New River, minutes. The brethren in the ministry agreed to visit the South Key Church during the year. Elder S. Hassel thought that he would be able, with the divine blessing, to put the manuscript of the church history to press during the following winter. It being suggested that the association change the time of its session to the week, instead of embracing Sunday, it was resolved that the churches should be requested to state in their letters next year whether they approve of such change. The clerk was requested to insert hereafter, in the table of churches, the Sundays of each regular church meeting. At this time the association contained 41 churches, 1,866 members, elders, 25, licentiates, 13, baptisms during the year, 59, 2,000 copies of the minutes printed. 1884. The association met with the church at South Key, in Southampton County, Va. Elder B. Greenwood preached the introductory sermon from 2 Peter I-29. Elder S. Hassel was chosen moderator, Brother Joseph D. Biggs clerk, Brother S. W. Outerbridge and Elder M. T. Lawrence assistant clerks. The following committees were appointed, on arrangement of preaching: the moderator and clerk and Brethren Jesse Johnson and G. A. Johnson. And on finance, Brethren J. H. Pippin and B. I. Alsbrooks. Elders B. H. Wooten and John D. Scott preached on Saturday. Elders P. D. Gold, F. A. Chick and Jesse Baker on Sunday. And Elders John R. Rowe and N. P. Reed on Monday. Letters from 36 churches were received and read. The following correspondence was received. From White Oak Association, Elders B. H. Wooten and L. H. Hardy, with minutes. From Baltimore, Elder F. A. Chick, with minutes. From Contentnia, Elder J. R. Rowe, Brethren C. B. Killebrew and S. Gray, with minutes. From Black Creek, Elders P. D. Gold, William Woodard, J. D. Scott, Jesse Baker, Brethren G. T. Daniel, David Scott, Jethro Howell and William Barnes, with minutes. From Virginia Corresponding, Brother Joseph Brodus, with minutes. from Mountain District, Warwick, Salisbury, Delaware, Delaware River, Cheming and Upottawi, minutes. Elder S. Hassel was appointed to write the corresponding letter to be attached to the minutes. Elder B. Greenwood to write a letter to the White Oak. Elder William E. Bellamy to Contentnia. And Elder G. D. Robertson to Black Creek Association. The following messengers were appointed to the Contentnia: Elders William A. Ross, Joshua T. Rowe, and A. Craddock. To Black Creek, Elders William A. Ross, J. W. Johnson, S. Hassel, Brethren William Hodges, J. H. Pittman, and Henry Alsbrooks. To Country Line, Elder G. D. Robertson and Brother William Hodges. To Little River, Elder M. T. Lawrence. And to Abbott Creek Union, Baltimore, Delaware, Delaware River, Warwick, Cheming, corresponding Virginia, Salisbury, Fisher River, Mayo, Upottawi, Etchecony, Primitive Ebenezer, Mountain District, Center District, and New River, minutes. Brethren in the ministry agreed to visit South Key Church during the coming year. Such of the ministry as were able to do so were requested to visit the church at Sapony, in Nash County. N.C. Elder S. Hassel reported that, owing to protracted and severe illness in this family, he had not yet been able to complete the church history, but hoped to do so soon. At this time the association contained 41 churches, 1,905 members, 27 elders, 11 licentiates, 71 baptisms during the year, 2,000 minutes printed, 1885. The 120th annual session of the Khaki Primitive Baptist Association was held with the church at Burgrass, in Martin County, N.C., Saturday, Sunday and Monday, October 3rd, 4th and 5th, 1885. Elder Sylvester Hassel delivered the introductory discourse from Isaiah 9, "Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah." After a short intermission, and praise and prayer by Elder P. D. Gold, Elder S. Hassel was chosen moderator, Brother Joseph E. Biggs clerk, Brother S. W. Outerbridge and Elder M. T. Lawrence assistant clerks. The following committees were appointed, on arrangement of preaching: the moderator and clerk, Brethren W. G. Bailey and Kinkin Taylor. And on finance and examination and distribution of corresponding minutes, Brethren J. H. Pittman and B. I. Alsbrooks. Elders A. J. Moore and L. H. Hardy preached on Saturday. Elders John R. Rowe, F. A. Chick and D. N. Gore on Sunday. And Elders P. D. Gold, D. N. Gore and F. A. Chick on Monday. Letters from 36 churches received and read. The following correspondence was received from White Oak Association, Elder L. H. Hardy, with minutes. From Baltimore, Elder F. A. Chick with minutes. From Contentnia, Elders J. R. Rowe and A. J. Moore, with minutes. From Black Creek, Elder P. D. Gold. From Mill Branch, Elder D. N. Gore visitor. And from Mountain District, Delaware, Delaware River, Warwick, Cheming, Salisbury, Upottawi, Okmulgee, Virginia corresponding, New River and Country Line, minutes. Elder Jordan W. Johnson was appointed to write a corresponding letter to our sister associations to be printed in the minutes. The writing of special letters to the Contentnia, White Oak and Black Creek associations was dispensed with. The following messengers were appointed to sister associations: to Country Line, Elders B. Greenwood and William A. Ross. To White Oak, Elder P. D. Gold. To Contentnia, Elders William A. Ross and B. Greenwood. To Black Creek, Elders William A. Ross and B. Greenwood. To Little River, Elders M. T. Lawrence, G. D. Robertson and Brother William Hodges. Minutes were ordered to be sent to the Okmulgee, Abbott Creek Union, Baltimore, Delaware, Delaware River, Warwick, Chemung, corresponding Virginia, Salisbury, Mayo, Fisher River, Upodawai, Etchekini, Primitive Ebenezer, Mountain District, Center District and New River Associations. Brethren in the ministry agreed to visit South Key and Sparta churches during the months of the coming year. Elder S. Hassel reported that he hoped to be able to carry the manuscript of the church history to press in the month of January, 1866. A letter received from the Colored Primitive Baptist Church at Peter Swamp, in Martin County, requesting membership in the Khaki Association, it was unanimously agreed to postpone indefinitely it being thought better, as in the cases of all the Primitive Baptist associations in the United States, so far as known, for white and colored churches to be in separate associations. To the church at Peachtree, in Franklin County, a letter of dismission was, upon application, granted, to join the new Toysnet Association, for the sake of convenience. The Khaki Association at this time contained 41 churches, 1,891 members, 32 elders, 4 licentiates, and 53 baptisms reported during the year. 2,000 copies of the minutes were ordered to be printed, and $15 to be allowed the clerk for his services. The obituaries of elders Robert H. Harris and Russell Tucker appear in the minutes of 1885. Elder Harris was born in Person County, N.C., January 1832, and died of typhoid pneumonia in Edgecombe County, N.C., May 1884. He made Edgecombe County his home soon after the late war. When young, he united with the Methodists, and felt satisfied with them until it pleased the Lord to show him the exceeding sinfulness of his heart. After moving to Edgecombe County, he experienced a pungent conviction of sin and a bright manifestation of Christ as his Savior, and he was baptized by Elder J. W. Purvis into the fellowship of the church at Crossroads, by which he was soon licensed, and afterwards ordained under the hands of a presbytery consisting of elders David House and John Stamper. He was called to the pastoral care of the same church, and retained that position while he lived, at the same time traveling and preaching a great deal in the neighboring churches and associations. He firmly believed and boldly proclaimed the doctrine of salvation by sovereign and almighty grace. At the Squarkey Union meeting, in session with Hopeland Church, March 29, 1884, his sermon, upon John Vi. 37, was a very clear and able presentation and defense of that Bible doctrine. He advocated strict discipline in the churches. As he lived, so he died, strong in the faith of God elect. Elder Tucker was born in Nash County, N.C., February 20, 1820 and died in the same county, November 12, 1883. When about 20 years of age, he experienced a hope in Christ, and was baptized by Elder Thomas Crocker into the fellowship of the church at Peachtree. After speaking as a licentiate several years, he was in 1860 ordained to the ministry by elders John H. Daniel and Robert D. Hart, and was soon called to the care of Peachtree Church, which he retained for more than 20 years, also preaching much of the time for Sandy Grove, Hickory Rock and Castalia churches. He was a good farmer, a kind neighbor, an excellent citizen, industrious, economical and liberal, a diligent student of the Scriptures, and a plain and earnest preacher of Christ and Him crucified as the only and all-sufficient Savior of sinners.